Chadron Motor Company on West Highway 20 in Chadron is your home for GMC, Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Bobcat, Polaris, and Coyote. They're the small-town dealer with a big-city selection, and they proudly support our area student-athletes on and off the field. Check out their inventory online at ChadronMotors.com. Chadron Motor Company, West Highway 20 in Chadron. Call 308-432-9004. Lock in your radio dial. It's time for Chadron Cardinal Sports.
The following is a presentation of Shadrag Communication Sports. This is the Shadrag Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard, excellence in healthcare, that's Shadrag Community Hospital.
And good evening and welcome to the first High Above Bulldog Stadium. I'm Chase Thompson here with you in the Flat Valley Bank broadcast booth as we're getting you set for week 7 here on 6 a.m. KCSR in Shadrad.com. We got the 6-0 Shadrad Cardinals on the road for the first of two straight games, taking on the Alliance Bulldogs, who are coming in at 1-5 on the season. Alliance on a 5-game losing streak. They open up their season with a win over the Gordon Rushell Mustangs 28-15. It's been a tough road since then for the Bulldogs. They've changed quarterbacks, and quite frankly, they're just a very young team this year, coming in right now with only 7 seniors, 9 juniors, and 23 underclassmen. A lot of those underclassmen still the Country Kitchen starting lineup for the Alliance Bulldogs when we get to that later on here in the Shadrad Community Hospital Exceeding the Standard Excellence in Healthcare pregame show. I'm Chase Thompson here with you. Good to be here. And Alliance, I grew up here, watched a lot of games, and I'm so happy to be able to be with you tonight to call the Shadrad Cardinals, who are just rolling through this season 6-0. Last week, they took down Chase County 32-6, their second closest margin of victory. No, third closest margin of victory this season. The closest margin of victory coming against Ogallala the week before, 34-14. Then Chase County last week, 32-6. I think we all remember what happened last week after the first quarter. Quinn Bailey had crossed 5,000 career rushing yards. He added something to that last Friday night. And the Cardinals were outgaining Chase County by over almost 300 yards at the halftime break. Chase County with negative 28 yards. Shadrad with nearly 300 yards. They ended up, Cardinals were shut out in the second half, but it didn't matter. 32-6, the final score last week. We're here live on the Shadrad Community Hospital pregame show. We'll go ahead and take our first break. Come back with more pregame. You're tuning in to Shadrad High School Football here on 610 AM KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shadrad Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wallstrom Ford in Shadrad, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shadrad or online at WallstromCars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shadrad Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shadrad Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shadrad or online at shadradfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Well, welcome back to Bulldogs Stadium. We're getting you set for the Lions Bulldogs taking on the Shattered Cardinals here on 610 AM KCSR and Shadrat.com. Chase Thompson here with you in the Flat Valley Bank broadcast booth on a gorgeous night here in the Lions, sitting in the lower 60s right now. A gorgeous Friday. Skies have been clearing throughout the evening, looking off to my east, above me to my east. And it's clearing off. Should be a really nice evening in store here in the Lions. One of the nights or Friday nights we've had all year. If you remember last week, it was pretty warm on a Friday night, cooled off late. Guess what's going to happen again? The sun is just set to behind us to our west. Let's dive into the Lions Bulldogs a little bit more. Bulldogs 1-5 on the season. They've lost 12 out of the last 13 games. They had 427 yards in their win versus Gordon Rushell, and they've struggled to do that in multiple games since then. Haven't had a sack since their third game of the season. Haven't forced a turnover since the second. No, since they had a turn, they forced a fumble last week. More than only a turnover versus Holdridge, which was their second game of the season, a 15-43 loss. Talk about this team and who's on it. You're going to hear a lot from Espen Lonick, coach's son, Nate Lonick, the former girls basketball coach here in Alliance. His son is a junior on this roster. Their starting quarterback, Jay Schellenheim, got the start 2 weeks ago over Jet Herrien, who was their starting quarterback, a young, small freshman who has a lot of promise going forward for the Alliance Bulldogs. Trini Trio is their starting running back. He is one of the better ones in Class C1. If you remember back to week two, he was actually second in the state behind Quinn Bailey. Since then, he's kind of dropped off a little bit, but still a talented running back. Trujillo is. He hasn't rushed for more than 199 yards since that week one win over Gordon Rushville, where he rushed for 225 yards. Other players you're going to hear me mention a lot, Otto Campos is a kid. Devin Graham, you'll hear from time to time. Cole Stokey is their leading tackler. He's a junior on this roster. Kason Robertson is a starting defensive back for the Lions Bulldogs. You'll hear him a lot as well as we roll along for the night. And as has been the trend, Lions has got Sydney next. If you remember the past 3 weeks, every team that Shattern has played, well, they got Sydney right after Gearing of the first time when Shattern plays Gearing next week. That's the first time in quite some time. The following team did not play Sydney. Well, Shattern plays Sydney in 2 weeks. That'll be up in Shattern. We've still got about 22 minutes to go here in the pregame. We'll go ahead and take our second break to tuning in to Shattern Cardinal football here on 610 AM. KCSR and Shadrad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air. But there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shattern.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Back back here at Bulldog Stadium for Game 7, the Shattern Cardinals and Alliance Bulldogs coming up next here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR and ShadRad.com. We're live here in the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson here with you high above Bulldog Stadium. This press box put in about 15, 20 years ago. A really nice viewpoint from above the west end of Bulldog Stadium. The stadium has not changed in the past 20 years or so. Field looks solid. Looks like they graded the near sidelines a little bit more. There used to be a really nasty little slope down toward the near sideline, but it looks like they've cleaned that up a little bit with some grading over time. A gorgeous night here on tap. Let's talk about the Shattern Cardinals here for a moment. Remember, last week when Bailey crossed 5,000 rushing yards. Right now, he's sitting at 1,706 on the season, 284.3 yards per game. He leads the state of Nebraska with rushing yards, about 150 over Class D2 running back Connor Booth, Bishop Newman kid, who is going to play for the University of Nebraska next year. Bailey sits fourth in the country in total yards, third yards per game. And he's also on track to break Class D1 rushing record. That was set by Todd Euler about 20 or so years ago. Todd got to play 12 games to set that record. Quinn, he might do it in 10. So Quinn's more than on track to smash Class D1 state record in terms of yards per game. Getting about 284, and that's kind of where he's been for the past few weeks. Last week against Chase County, he had 286. Last year at Bulldog Stadium, Quinn Bailey with 13 yards, or just around 13 yards per carry, set the school record with rushing yards at 346 on 25 carries in Shattern's 41-26 win over the Alliance Bulldogs. That was back here at Bulldog Stadium just 12 months ago. And you want to dive into the series history. Man, these two teams, they're familiar with each other. They didn't play each other for about about 4 years leading from 2015 to 2019. Might have even been 2017. I just don't remember off the top of my head. Yeah, it was 2015 through 2014 and 2015. So it's a scheduling cycle that the two teams did not play, but two teams have very deep history. 75th meeting between the two sides. Lions has controlled the series, but Shattern has been in control the past 5 years. Five straight wins for the Shattern Cardinals over the Lions Bulldogs. And being here in Alliance, being from Alliance, the legendary voice of the Bulldogs, Mike Lessinger, who retired about a year and a half ago. Man, that felt good being greeted by him during this pregame show. We got about 15 or so minutes that we get going here from Bulldog Stadium. We'll go ahead and pause my interview with head coach of the Shattern Cardinals, Michael Sandstrom, coming up next. You're tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR and ShadRad.com.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank. And if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shadron, unless you like being stranded.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Shattern, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
We're back here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Chase Thompson here with you now. I have head coach Michael Sandstrom for the Shattern Cardinals. Shattern 6-0 on the season. Coach, describe your season so far and how it's gone.
Well, we obviously have had a successful year. I think we've improved more on the defensive side, you know, maybe than even I had hoped. I don't know the exact stats off the top of my head, but we've done a really good job with controlling games there. We've been improving in the special teams department, which has been a real focus. And then offensively, I think we've played fairly well. There's always things to clean up and become better at, but there's been just an overall level of growth that's been happening since week one, and so that's positive to see. So I'm happy with where we're at, but I think that we need to improve some things going forward.
So one of the things that I've noticed throughout the season, you're senior laden, but your youth has really stepped up in a backup role and even getting some starts. How has that really helped you guys out throughout practice and even into games?
Well, it's absolutely critical. We've had a couple illness issues that have popped up here a little bit, and so I think we've needed some of those young guys, but we planned for that a little bit. You know, several of the young guys like Matt Lynn and Jace Hoffman, along with Jet Jelnick and several other young kids, have taken on starting or, you know, very complimentary roles. And I was hoping for some of those guys to do that at the beginning of the year, and it's just kind of fallen into place as needed. And so that's been extremely helpful, because you never play a varsity football season with nothing going negatively against you. You always have an illness here, an injury there, and so you just have to find a way to overcome that. And so those kids have added some depth as the year's gone on.
So last year you guys went down to Alliance. It's back-to-back years in Alliance. You guys went down there and beat them. I think it was 41-26 as the final score. Alliance has lost a lot. What are you expecting out of the Bulldogs coming up Friday night or tonight?
Well, I think they're rebuilding to a degree, but I expect them to come out with as many tricks as they have in their pocket. We're going to have to be on our toes to make sure that we're able to meet the challenges. I know Coach Stein is pretty innovative in some of the things that he runs, and so he'll have some tricks that we have to be ready to execute. I know last year we were down 20 to 13 at the halftime, and so we climbed back, obviously, and won that game. But they were, you know, it was not an easy game. I mean, we played a four-quarter game against them, so I hope that we can play more effectively than that this year, but I do not take them lightly in what they can do and come up with.
So with Alliance, you said that you don't take them lightly. How do you keep that focus with the team, knowing that they got power gearing, and then Sydney, who could be undefeated at the end of the season coming up? How do you keep your team focused?
Well, when you're playing Alliance, it's a little less challenging. I understand the question, but Shattern kids know that you will see, unless you move away and never talk to anyone ever again, you will, for the rest of your life, be associated with how things went against Alliance. So I still remember how the score of my senior year against Alliance, it was 35-20 in Bulldog Stadium. And so I remember those games very clearly. And so I just repeatedly mentioned that. I haven't seen a big problem with the motivation factor. In fact, I think our focus has been a little better this week. But you do have to just constantly preach that, you know, we have some things to work on. After last week's second half, where we kind of where we were held scoreless, I think some of the guys have been more motivated because of the fact that we didn't quite come out and finish the way that we wanted to do that. So that's how I would say we're kind of trying to keep that focus.
Well, Coach, thank you for your time tonight, and good luck.
Thank you.
We'll be back here on the Shattern Community Hospital pregame show. Alliance Shattern, the 75th meeting all time, up next here on KCSR.
This is Keith Blaylock, physical therapist and certified athletic trainer at Shattern Community Hospital. Our department is pleased to continue in the provision of sports medicine rehabilitation to injured athletes in our region. We are looking forward to providing the care needed to help get you back in the game this upcoming season. Whether you're a competitive high school or college athlete participating in organized sports, or a weekend warrior just trying to stay active, please do not hesitate to give us a call at 308-432-0232.
Shadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shadron Avenue in Shadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron, or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Welcome back to Bulldog Stadium as we're getting you set for the Shadron Cardinals and the Alliance Bulldogs here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com. Jay Thompson here with you in the Shadron Community Hospital pregame show. Shadron Community Hospital exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. Hanging out here in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. We got about 7 minutes. They'll kick off the two teams going to the middle of the field for the coin toss. Shadron tonight will be wearing white helmets with the Cardinal stamp on the side. Black shoulders with white tops. Black numbers and black pants, the Alliance Bulldogs. Gray helmets with looks like I cannot see from up here. This is definitely a different view than what I'm used to at the high school level. But they'll have an A on the side of the helmet, blue tops, white numbers, and blue pants. I think it's blue devils. Yeah, it's an A on the side of those white helmets with blue stripes across the top of the helmet. The Cardinals will have a red stripe on top of their helmet as well, two red stripes as well. Well, let's jump into the Shadron Lock keys of the game. Shadron Lock, your local dealer for lock safe security cameras, access control, keys, and more. And I think the Shadron Cardinals, I think your Golden Knights get out of here healthy. Last year, you played a four-quarter game against Lions. I don't think you want that with Gearing and Sydney coming up as they have completed the coin toss. I'm going to see what happens. Shadron will receive the ball. I didn't see who won, lost, or deferred, whatever. Shadron will receive the ball. Don't left around your radio dial to begin things tonight. But for Shadron, their Shadron Lock keys of the game, I think you got to stay healthy. Try to get more usage out of your backups tonight, too. Glenn Bailey set the school record in rushing yards last year when you're playing on this very same turf. I don't think you want to do that tonight unless it's a four-quarter game. And I think head coach Michael Sandstrom, the Shadron Cardinals, you heard him in the pregame interview just a moment ago, I think he'll be pretty disappointed if they go all four quarters tonight against the Lions Bulldogs. If you're the Lions Bulldogs, compete. Just compete. Stay strong. You got a young team. That's filled with 23 underclassmen. Can you compete well against this Shadron Cardinal football team? If you compete well, keep your head strong. You got Sydney next week. Yes, that's probably another loss on the schedule. But then you got Ogallala, who I think is very beatable for this Alliance Bulldog roster. Coming up to wrap up the season, that'll be here in Alliance. That's your Shadron Lock keys of the game. Shadron Lock, your local dealer. The lock, safe, security, cameras, access control, keys, and more. And while they're announcing starting lineups for the Alliance Bulldogs here at Bulldog Stadium, let's go ahead and announce our starting lineups tonight. Your Country Kitchen starting lineups. Your Country Kitchen, a place like home on 10th Street in Chatterton. The Chatterton Cardinals are to come out on offense with Tobin Landon, 6 foot tall sophomore, Quinn Bailey, and running back, 5 foot eight senior, Caden Busker, 5 foot nine senior. Heard those two earlier this week on Sports Weekly, a fun show back on Wednesday night. Then out wide receiver Braden, Bryson Wright, both 5 foot 11 sophomores, twins. Alan Jelinek, a 5 foot 11 senior, Tobin Russ, a 5 foot 11 senior. Then on the offensive line, Zane Kohler's a 180 pound senior, Alex Fisher, 215 pound senior. Guards are John Pintel, 250-pound senior. Owen West, a 215, Pintel's 250-pound senior. West is a 215-pound senior. And out center is Bryson Bickle, 235-pound senior. On defense, the Cardinals are going to come out with Tobin Meyer, 5'8", junior. Out at defensive back, Brady and Bryson Wright are the starters, too. On the back end for the Chatterton Cardinals, out at linebacker, Quinn Bailey, Keaton Busker, Wayne Davidson, Tobin Russ. And you also saw Jace Hoffman in the starting lineup last week for the Chatterton Cardinals in their win over the Chase County Longhorns. On the defensive line, Zane Colors, Owen West, Talon Jelinek, Bryson Bickle are the tackle. Bryson Bickle and John Fentel are the tackles for the Chatterton Cardinals and specialists tonight. JT Obando is the starting kicker, and for punting, it is Quinn Bailey, also one of the top punters in the state of Nebraska. They're about to finish.
At this time,
yep, they are going to go to the national anthem. So we'll go ahead and pause for our final pregame break. We'll be back here with the Lions starting lineups and kickoff up next here on Stereo 6 a.m. KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Call Littrell Construction of Chadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Chadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Chadron, Nebraska.
Hello, welcome back to Bulldog Games. We're getting you set for kickoff between the Chadron Cardinals and the Alliance Bulldogs. Let's jump into the Country Kitchen starting lineup for the Alliance Bulldogs real quick. They are going to come out at quarterback with Jay Shemadine, a freshman, out of running back Trini Trio. The wide receiver is Jory Matolka, a senior. The H wide receiver is Espen Monick, a junior. Carson Swenson is another wide receiver. And Devin Graham, number 11, is one of the wide receivers in this starting lineup. Out of, on the offensive line, Ethan Schultz. Noah Diaz, center is Luke Weems. Right guard is Trace Sherlock, and the right tackle is Lucas Weber. They're your head coach by Chatterton High School alum T.D. Stein, assisted by Travis Govey, Bane Shemadine, Isis Manthias, and Chris Stein, another Chatterton legend. Again, Chatterton, one toss will be receiving the ball to open this game up. They'll be going left to right, which is north to south at Bulldog Stadium. The Alliance Bulldogs will be kicking off to them. They're going right to left, which is south to north here at Bulldog Dog Stadium. This will conclude the Chatterton Community Hospital pregame show. Exceeding the standard excellence in healthcare. You know, it's about that time for the State Farm Insurance kickoff, like good neighbors. Tracy Strothide and State Farm is there for you. Thank you for being with us. This is week 7 of hopefully 10 or more weeks of Chatterton Cardinal here on Stereo 610 AM, KCSR, and Shadrad.com. I cannot believe it. It's finally time for the 75th meeting of the Chatterton Cardinals. in the Alliance Bulldogs. Kicking it off for the Alliance Bulldogs is a sophomore, number 11, Devin Graham. Back to return for the Cardinals, Quinn Bailey will be the deep back. Graham lines it up on an air hash. Thank you for being with us here tonight. About that time. And we are off here from Alliance. It's a short kick. It's going to bounce to the near sideline and go out of bounds. So Shadron get the ball at their own 35 start thing. First and 10 Cardinals. Chase Thompson here with you in the Platte Valley Bank broadcast booth. This first quarter is sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. So we get our first look at Quinn Bailey tonight. 1,700 yards this season. And it looks like they're going to come out in a Wildcat formation to begin this contest. He's standing there getting ready to take the play call. Head coach Michael Sandstrom told me that they're going to do some unique things, try some stuff, maybe run a little bit of eye candy to try to set up gearing and sending their next two opponents. So it'll be Quinn Bailey standing 5 yards beyond the line of scrimmage. Two wide receivers near side, one far side. Lane Davidson comes in motion. Bailey gets snapped. It's a keeper out the middle. Quinn Bailey through the middle. Quinn Bailey at the 50. Gets wrapped up from behind down at the 45-yard line. A 20-yard carry for Quinn Bailey. Then things rolling on the first play of the game, and he comes up limping a little bit. They're going to go hurry up the Cardinals. Quinn Bailey's still out there. They're going to go heavy step behind the right tackle. Quinn Bailey's hurt right now. They have one wide receiver near side, two on the far side. Quinn Bailey brings a man in motion. Looks like Davidson, and Bailey's going to keep it himself. Cuts up field, gets ripped down after a gain of 3. So it was actually a 22-yard carry for Bailey into a gain of 3. He's down at the line of the Bulldogs. 40-yard line. Quinn Bailey might have rolled his ankle on that first play. Lane Davidson will check out. Where it's all been landed as he comes back in. Starting quarterback for the Shattern Cardinals, 2nd and 7 upcoming for Shattern at the Bulldog 40-yard line. So it'll be Landon. He comes out in the pistol. One wide receiver near side. Bailey lines up as the running back behind Landon. Landon, 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. Here comes a man in motion. Landon gets snapped. It's pitched to Bailey on the far side. Bailey takes one step, cuts up field. Bailey with a head of steam. Bailey gets wrapped down at the, looks like they're going to mark him down at the 14-yard line. So that's a 26-yard carry for Bailey. It'll be a first and 10 Cardinals from the Bulldog 14-yard line. Bailey with 51 yards on this drive. He rolled his ankle, looks like, on the first play, but he's good to go. Remember last week in the third quarter against Chase County, he had a calf cramp and ended up rolling up on it on the turf later on the game. Bailey will line up each side, landing in the shotgun. One wide receiver each side. Bailey gets snapped. It's an outside give. Bailey pushes the man off as he gets bounced out of bounds at the 6-yard line. So that's another 7 yards for Bailey.
Bailey with carry, pushed out of bounds.
Didn't get a first down. It'll be a 2nd and 3 from the Bulldog 6-yard line. Actually, it looks like they're marking him at the 5. Yeah, we'll go ahead and give him the 5 on that one. It'll be a 2nd and 2. But the Cardinals rolling pretty easily in this first drive. The Lions been struggling all year, especially against high-powered teams. Chase County's probably been the best team that they've played so far this year. They got beat 49-0. So it'll be a pistol look for the Cardinals. Landon gets the snap, pitches it to Bailey. Bailey runs to the far hash, cuts up field. He is close to a touchdown. He is short, though. It's a 5-yard carry for Bailey. That'll be a first and goal for Bailey from the 1-yard line. Burned. Now, 1:45 off the clock in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. So it'll be pistol for the Cardinals. They're going to bring two wide receivers near side. Caden Busker behind the right tackle. It's like John Pantelli's actually right behind his snap two. Landed on the pistol. Bailey runs to a wall, but he gets into the end zone for a touchdown, Cardinals. Quinn Bailey responsible for all 65 yards of that first possession on six plays. Six plays, 65 yards, an average 10.8. yards per carry on that first possession. The Cardinals lead 6-0. We talked to the Lions coaches before this game. Their number one goal was to get through this game healthy. Shattern's going to go for 2. Bailey will line up on the far side. Usually this means he's going to come in motion to get a handoff. So there's going to be two wide receivers kind of lining up more of the slot look. And as Bailey comes in motion from the far side, he gets to Gary, cuts up field, easy in. 8-0 Cardinals. 2 minutes off the clock. We got 10 minutes to go in this first quarter. And the Shattered Cardinals lead 8-0 over the Alliance Bulldogs. We'll go ahead and take our first break for a message from our first quarter. Nebraska Bank rooted with you and rooting for you. You're tuning in to Shattered High School Football here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and ShadRad.com.
Shoot, they don't take cash at the gate.
It's all good. We can use my new Nebraska Bank student checking debit card.
Nebraska Bank student checking?
Yeah, it's a free checking account for young adults. And get this, I'll earn a $50 bonus after I use my card 12 times in the first 90 days.
$50? Just for using your card?
Yeah, you should get one too. Then you won't have to carry cash all the time. Nebraska Bank is in Shadron, Alliance, Bridgeport, and Hemingford. You can also visit ne.bank.
Qualifications and restrictions apply. See institution for details. Member FDIC.
Quinn Bailey, six carries, 65 yards. Responsible for all 65 yards on that first possession of Cardinals lead. 8-0 as JT Opando gets set to kick it off. He lays the ball flat on the tee. He's at the Cardinals 40-yard line. Back deep for the Bulldogs. Looks like Trujillo. Opando fires it. It's a liner. It goes off a Bulldog. About to pick it up. No, they're going to dive on that. Diving on it.
Kickoff is
Stoike, so it'll be a 1st-and-10 Bulldogs from their own 21-yard line. So as we get our first look at freshman quarterback, Jace Shemadine. Not the biggest one out there. He's only 14 years old. From talking to people around the Lions, he has a lot of potential. He gets the snap, and he looks to the near side, throws it, and it's caught. Picking it up is Espen Lonick. He gets down to the 26-yard line, so it's a 5-yard reception. So to make it a 2nd and 5. 2nd and 5 upcoming. As it's a handoff up the middle, Lions snapped the ball quick, and they got a handoff up the middle. I believe that was Trujillo who got two. He got about a yard. Yeah, it's 2 yards. Wait to hear. It was number 5, so that is Trejo with the carry. We make it a 3rd and 3 for the Bulldogs. Snap from Sheldine, looks far side, throws it, and goes through the hands. That might have been backwards. They better dive on it. It went through the hands of Lonick. Shattered it. Dive on the ball. Somebody will come out, so looks like Alliance will punt. Go 3 and out in their first possession. Shattern has been very good about allowing first downs on the first half of the game this season. And they're going to on the far sideline. Shout out to the Shattern Cardinal fans for making the hour drive down to Alliance. A gorgeous night here in Shattern. And punting it will be Devin Graham, and the snap goes over his head. Graham just kicks out of the back of the end zone, so it'll be a 2-point safety. Not the first time this has happened this year to the Lions Bulldogs, and the Cardinals lead 10-0. Earlier this season, Bane Shemadine, assistant coach, greets him on the sideline. Earlier this season, Graham had that happen, and he fought for it. Ended up being picked up for a touchdown by the opposing team. I believe that happened against Gearing, where that happened. But it's a safety, which makes it 10-0 Cardinals, and Cardinals are going to get the ball back up by 10. We've only burned 3 minutes off of this game clock. Shattern Cardinal football on Stereo 610 and KCSR is sponsored by Wallstrom Ford, Shattern Federal Credit Union, New York Life, Noel Vulcan, Aerial Building Center, Home Haven, and Big Bass Conoco. So Graham will now put the ball on the tee, kicked it out of bounds the first time. And since it is a safety, they'll back this one up to the 20-yard line for Graham to kick it off. When Bailey will stand at their own 30-yard line. Graham will line it up on the near hash. When Bailey standing back at the Cardinal 30-yard line. He runs up and fires it off the right foot. He slipped a little bit. That's bounced on the near sideline, and it's going to stay in play. Picking it up It is one of the Wrights wins. He cuts to the far side, goes upfield. He gets ripped down at the Bulldog 46-yard line. That was Bryson Wright with the return.
Kickoff is returned by Bryson Wright.
It'll be first and 10 Cardinals from the Bulldog 41-yard line. Up by 10. We've only played 3 minutes and 6 seconds. So it looks like it'll be Wayne in by himself in the shotgun. Bailey, far side, two wide receivers near side. Brain right, one of them. It's a handoff to Bailey. Goes upfield, turned upfield. Got across the 40 to the 39-yard line. So a 3-yard carry for Bailey. Will make it a 2nd and 7 for the Cardinals.
When Bailey on the carry, met by several boys at
the field. Studio 308, Dean Mitch, Studio 308, specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. Shattering Chiropractic, you've only got one spine. Take care of it with Shattering Supportive Chiropractic Care at Shattering Chiropractic in downtown Shattering. It'll be a 2nd and 7 for the Cardinals. Long 7 as Landon's in the shotgun with Bailey. One step to his left. He gets the snap, looks near side, throws it. Caught by Braden Ryan. Braden Ryan rolls across 32, the 29-yard line. So that's an 11-yard reception for Braden Ryan. That'll be 1st and 10 Cardinals.
Pass is complete from Landon to Ryan. Picks up the first down.
Shattering rolling pretty easily against this Lions Bulldog defense. It'll be 1st and 10 from the Bulldog 29-yard line. Landon in the pistol with Bailey behind him. Braden Wright near side. No matter. It's Quinn Bailey. Gets the handoff. Goes up the middle. Gets tackled down at the 15-yard line. Another 14-yard carry for Bailey.
Quinn Bailey with carry.
It'll be 1st and 10.
Picks up the first down for Chadwick.
Tackle. Made by Robertson for the Bulldogs. It'll be a 1st and 10 shatter from the Bulldogs 15-yard line. It'll be a pistol set. Bailey, now he's going to line up right beside Tilden Landon about a half step. Two wide receivers near side. Haven Jenkins on. No, I beg your pardon. That's number 33. Tilden Russ. He comes in motion. Ends up being a fake two. Russ. Bailey with Gary. Bailey steps upfield. Bailey walks in the end zone. Touchdown, Shattering. 16-0. The Shattering Cardinals leading the Alliance Bulldogs. We've only played 5 minutes of football. 7:05 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. And the Cardinals are rolling pretty easily. It'll be a pistol set for Shattering coming into the two-point conversion. Man comes in motion. It'll be a pitch to Bailey near side. Cuts up field at the hash mark. Bailey, he's getting ripped down from behind, and he is short on the two-point conversion try. It'll keep it 16-0 Cardinals.
Jet Herrion.
Starting defensive back for the Lions Bulldogs with the tackle. Makes it 16-0. Shattering. Shattering Cardinals up next. We'll have the Gearing Bulldogs, who are playing a Class B game tonight. That'll be a good opportunity for the Shattering Cardinals to add an extra 2 points to their wild card a total, no matter what happens in that game. And then the Sydney Red Raiders come down and wrap up the regular season. So JT Obando lined the ball up on the tee at the near side 40-yard line on the far hash. He lays the ball sideways. Lions going to have three guys back deep. They'll come up now to throw this guy back standing at the 15-yard line. Estrello standing at the 15-yard line. Two guys are at the 20-yard line, and ball is kicked. It goes off the foot of a Bulldog player in a major league collision between two Bulldogs, and there might be a Bulldog down on the field after that one. Picking up, no, he's fine.
Kickoff is down.
That was picked up by Nathan Thompson at the 24-yard line, so it'll be 1st and 10 Bulldogs. Lions went 3-and-out on their first possession, ended up committing a safety after the snap went over the head of the punter. Bulldogs will go with their second possession, down 16-0. Again, the snap is shoveled out. It's a handoff up the middle, and Trejo gets swallowed up right at the line of scrimmage, trying to see who's in there first.
Handoff to Trejo.
It was Jake Hoffman, the freshman, in on the play. He did lose a yard. It'll be a 2nd-and-11 for the Bulldogs. Easy Stein in, Bain Shumadine, the two coaches on the near sideline, getting the play in. It'll be Shumadine in the shotgun, has two with him. It's a handoff up the middle, slipping through one tackle, getting going. To the 39-yard line. Ball comes out at the end of the play. We'll see whose ball it is. And it's a fumble, I believe, just by watching the I didn't see the signal. It's a fumble recovery by the Shattern Cardinals, so it'll be 1st-and-10 Shattern. Let's see who had the carry right there for Lions. It'll be 1st-and-10 Cardinals. Didn't see who had the recovery either, so that's a turnover for the Bulldogs. As lining in the backfield is Tobin Landon. Better not. No, he's going to hand it off to Lane Davidson, who gets downfield. Lane Davidson rolls across the 30. Gets marked down right there. It'll be a 9-yard carry for Davidson. I believe it was Wyatt Stabenow who had the carry for a line. He ended up with 26 before he fumbled the ball. But that was Davidson with the carry. Glenn Bailey not out there for the Cardinals. 97 yards and two possessions for Bailey as Landon is in the pistol with Davidson behind him. Gets snapped. Davidson with the carry up the middle. Goes, slips toward the ground. Got a half yard to a yard. See if it's enough for a first down. Close. They are going to give him a yard. Jason Robinson with tackle. Just shy of the first down marker. Glenn Bailey checks in for Landon, so it'll be a Wildcat set upcoming for the Cardinals. Bailey will line up as quarterback coming near side. Is Braden Wright. And in motion, Bailey with the keeper. Bailey gets across the first down marker, gets ripped down from his jersey. Might have ripped the jersey as well. The carry of 6 or 7. That'll be a first down, so it's officially a carry of 6. Bailey over 100 yards again. Only in the first quarter. Remember, last weekend, on buck 40 in the first quarter, which allowed him to get 5,000-yard rushing mark. And to keep him out there. Southern Landon checks in. Bailey will stay out there as the running back. Wade Davidson checked out. One wide receiver near side. Talon Jelinek. You're going to go trips just outside the left tackle. And in the pistol, Bailey, yard behind him. It's a handoff to Bailey. He cuts to the right side. Flipped through one tackler. Had some room on outside the hashes, but Bailey ended up with a 5-yard carry himself. It'll be a 2nd-and-5 Cardinals. 4:30 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. 16-0 Shattern leads the Lions Bulldogs. Going to keep Bailey out there. He'll come up near side. Near side, he's actually going to line up in the slot. They're going to shift right now. He knew that they're going to trust stuff. Bailey will line up in the pistol now. Two wide receivers, one far side. Have a tight end as well. That is Braden Wright. It's a handoff to Bailey. Bailey slips through one tackler, slips through two tacklers, jumps through a third, and he gets pulled down finally. At the 7-yard line, a 12-yard carry for Bailey makes it 1st-and-10 to go Cardinals. Corey Childers with the tackle for the Lions Bulldogs. That'll be a 1st-and-10 card from 7-yard line. So we've got 3:50 to go, and the Cardinals are looking to get up 20-plus. Bailey will line up behind, landing in the pistol, one wide receiver near side. That is Braden Wright. He gets the handoff to Bailey up the middle. Bailey got his blockers, and Bailey didn't quite get into the end zone, but he did get like 4 yards on the carry. Yeah, 3. We have him 3 on that one. Right up to a buck 23, 9.46 yards per carry last year against the Bulldogs. He averaged north of 10. Continue to put his name on the books across the nation and across the state of Nebraska as Brandon will line up in the pistol. Bailey behind him. One wide receiver on each side. It's numbers. The handoff to Bailey. He cuts up field, dives into the end zone. Is he in? He is. Touchdown, Cardinals. Glenn Bailey goes 3-3 from first and goal to get into the end zone. The Cardinals are in complete control, 22-0 over the Lions Bulldogs. You try not to say, but, and I'm not going to be the only one you hear say this, but kind of knew this was coming tonight. And JT Oban, their starting kicker, not really an extra point kicker. He's still developing. As Bailey will be in the pistol and by himself in the Wildcat, he gets snapped, rolls near side, looks toward the end zone, cuts off field. Glenn Bailey gets rattled down from behind. He is short. 2-point conversion is no good. It's 22-0. Chattern Cardinals over the Lions Bulldogs. We still got 3 minutes to go in this first quarter. Thrive Financial, expert financial advice starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Russ in Chattern at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Ream Pro partner in Chattern. Making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys that I know about Ream Units today at 308-432-6722. Scooter's Coffee. Let's see if I jumble this one like I did last week. Try their world-class espresso melded with creamy caramel and hot textured milk intertwined with all the pumpkin spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and more. Creating a perfect medley in a cup. Now, of course, whipped cream, cinnamon, and a drizzle of caramel. JT O'Bandle will line the ball up on the far hash at the Cardinal 40-yard line to kick this one away. 3:08 to go in this Nebraska Bank first quarter. 22-0 Cardinals. O'Bandle runs up, fires it off. He's getting pretty good at those, and it's picked up at the 23-yard line by Cole Stokey. He didn't realize that he needed to dive to the ground, and he finally did. So it'll be a 1st-and-10 Bulldogs at the 24-yard line. So James Chevenine, freshman, he's only 14 years old, 5'8" tall. I've heard a lot of good things about him and this younger group of Lions Bulldogs. 23 underclassmen on this roster. They only got about just above 10 upperclassmen on this roster. Chevenine gets the snap at the handoff. The trio who runs into the line of scrimmage gets leveled down. Let's see who the first one in is. And that looked like it is Jason Hoffman. Trail. Didn't get anything, so it'll be 2nd-and-10. For the Bulldogs, E.T. Stein tries to pull more tricks out of the bag. So it'll be a diamond looking in the shotgun. Chevenine gets snapped, pitches it to Trey, who gets right back to the line of scrimmage and gets ripped down from behind. I think that was Bailey playing on the tackle. Talon Jelinek with the tackle. But I saw 26, but also saw Bailey getting slapped on the head. He was walking away. So it'll be 3rd-and-9 for the Lions Bulldogs. We got 2 minutes to go in this first quarter. Chevenine in the shotgun as Trejo to his left. Two wide receivers far side. That's Graham on the far side. Chevenine gets snapped, looks toward Graham. He pulls it in. That was a nice snag by Devin Graham. He gets tackled at the 49-yard line. So it'll be a 4-yard gain.
Pass is incomplete.
Oh, he dropped it. Looked like he had it and went through his hands and hit the turf. So it'll be a 4th-and-9 for the Bulldogs, and Graham will go back to punt. Yes, Chattern sending back two returners, Braden Wright, and looks like Trey Owsley back deep for the Cardinals. Yeah, it is Trey. First snap went over his head, and that one's a bad snap, but Graham's able to pick it up and fires over the right foot. That spiral to it. Chattern's pulling all everybody away. All rolls to rest at the 46-yard line, so it'll be 1st-and-10 Cardinals with 1:44 to go in this first quarter. 22-0. Chattern on top. While we're waiting for their offense, come onto the field. American Legion, the host of American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattered Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really isn't any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing and T-Salon and Boutique. Book your next hair appointment with T-Salon online or call 430-3686. Stop in to check out the latest in fashion. Clay Davidson will come in motion as he gets the carry from Tobin Land, and Davidson jumps up field. Davidson throws off two tacklers. He gets 12 on the carry. The Alliance folks are celebrating. They're a lot. The Alliance thinks the ball hit the turf. I don't see Shattern's defense team acting like it. They're going to give Cardinals a 1st and 10. They break the huddle. Davidson lining up with Landon. They're giving Bailey a lot of breaks this game. There's three wide receivers near side. Landon gets snapped. Pump fakes, throws it down deep, open, and going through the hands. There was pay dirt open. Just couldn't dig it out. Braden Wright with the drop. It'll be a 2nd and 10 Cardinals after. It was a good play by Landon. Pump fake, threw it deep on the post route to Braden Wright, and just not there yet. Landon already throwing more passes than he did last week. He had just one in there, went over Chase County, 32-6 dub. Make the Cardinals 6-0 for the first time since 2021. Davidson line up in the backfield with Landon and shotgun. Here comes a man in motion. That is Braden Wright. The jet sweeps him off. Well, it's a pitch pass to Wright, who gets about 5 yards. So it'll be a 3rd and 5. There's a handoff forward, so that'll officially go in the books of the pass. He got 5, so it'll be a 3rd and 5 for the Cardinals. Definitely pulling back the usage of Quinn Bailey right now, which I think, given what we've seen so far, he'll check in now. He got 12 in the huddle. He got 12 in the huddle, Shattered. Lane Davidson will check out. Michael Sancho might have to burn a timeout here in a moment. They'll be able to get it off. Davidson did check out, so it'll be a straight. It'll be Landon in the shotgun by himself. Empty set. Two wide receivers near side. Here comes Bailey. It's going to be a handoff up the middle. It is up the middle. Quinn Bailey finds Bader. Quinn Bailey, nothing but green grass. Quinn Bailey, 37 yards out. Touchdown, Cardinals.
Bailey takes the hit for a 37-yard touchdown.
28-0 Cardinals with 60 seconds to go in this first quarter. Bailey now with 4 touchdowns in this first quarter. Remember last week when we were talking late in the second quarter, he had 9 between 6 quarters. Well, you look back at the past 3 games, that is now lucky number 13. And it'll be Landon lines up in the empty set. Here comes Bailey from the near side. Bailey gets the handoff. Bailey gets on into the Bannon area, makes it 30-0 Cardinals.
2-point conversion by Bailey is good.
With a minute to go in this Nebraska Bank. Nebraska Bank first quarter. Quinn Bailey now 167 yards, down and up to .185 on the ground. Have 16 through the air. So that's already 201 yards total so far in this first quarter. Lions, last year's struggle, this is looking a lot worse than last year's game. So you got, I think it's fair to already ask this question, like how much does Quinn Bailey play? Well, on my experience with teams like this that are complete buzzsaws going up against teams that cannot compete with them, you'll see about 2.5, 3 quarters of action. I think Shatter, and that's kind of what Quinn did last week. It was 32-0 at half, and they're already up 30-0. As J.P. Obando fires it away, it goes through the hands of one of the Bulldog players. They are going to return it, coming near side with it. And getting ripped down is Susano Montez. He gets tackled down at 32-yard line. Oh, Zestin Lonick with the return. I couldn't tell if that was 2 or 3. So it'll be 1st and 10 Bulldogs at their own 32-yard line. So Lovely James. Jay Shelvanine, he lines up in the shotgun. They're going to line him up about 6 yards behind the line. Scrimmage. Treo is back there with them. And I don't have number 27 on my roster. It's a quick pass near side to Lonick, and he gets ripped down. He got 2 yards.
Pass is complete. Just the water. Pick up the 2 yards.
It'll be a second and 8. Four of the Bulldogs. Number 9 line up in the pistol. There's one behind him. One guy to his right gets the snap. It's a handoff to Treo. Doesn't get anywhere. In fact, he lost about a handful of yards. It was a 3-yard loss for Treo. And that might do it for the first quarter. Clock ticks down to under 5 seconds. Yeah, that'll do it for the first quarter. This first quarter was sponsored by Nebraska Bank, rooted with you and rooting for you. 30-0 Cardinals after 12 minutes. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message for. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back second quarter up next year on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and Shadrad.com.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank. FNBO, independent and family owned for 6 generations. And ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
Oh, welcome back to Bulldog Stadium. 30-0, the Shadron Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs after 12 minutes. This second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Liniger. So Alliance will face a 3rd and 10. They'll be going left or right on your radio dial again this third quarter. That'll be Jay Shemadine. Back at quarterback, yes, for Rio and DJ Garcia. He gets that, throws it near side, and it's an easy pick for the Shadron Cardinals. Braden Wright with the interception gets down to the 36-yard line. Shadron lost a net of 6 yards on the pick, but they'll have 1st and 10 in plus territory. Gwen Bailey will check out. And like I was talking about later in the first quarter, just my experience, I think we're going to see Quinn not as much as we're used to seeing, but we'll see him from time to time. We'll see a more true rotation between him and Lane Davidson. Maybe Quinn just sits as the third down running back. I don't think we're done with Quinn yet, but I don't think we're going to see what we saw last year. 346 was the school record, which he set on this turf last year. I don't think we're going to see that as Lane Davidson comes in motion. Landon by himself in the shotgun. Landon gets snapped, quick screen to the far side, pulling it in. It is Talon Jelinek. He gets split on the far side, throws a man off. Jelinek still fighting, gets tackled down at the 17-yard line. Let's see where they mark it, 17, 16, 14. So that's a 21-yard reception for Talon Jelinek. The Cardinals will have a 1st and 10 at the 14-yard line. Shadron breaks the huddle now. They're going to stay with Landon in the shotgun with Davidson. One step to his left. Far wide receivers, Braden Wright. Two wide receivers near side, Bryson Ryan. Jelinek is the handoff to Braden Wright, who jumps out of a tackle, gets down, continues chugging the feet, gets tackled down now at the 2-yard line. That's a 12-yard carry for Braden Wright.
Braden Wright on the carry.
It'll be 1st and goal, Cardinals.
Tackle by Jory Matulka.
Jory Matulka with tackle. The youngest of a huge clan of Matulka. Just thinking through it, he is the, I least the fourth, I think maybe even the fifth, of a huge group of Muskoka kids. So Shadron line up in the I formation. First and goal from the 2-yard line. Landon hands it off to the fullback and diving into the end zone. Is that Buzzy? That is. That's Caden Buskirk with the touchdown. A 2-yard carry. And the Cardinals now lead 36-0. My goodness. Now, you can't help but feel bad for a team like Alliance right now. They're on a stretch right now where they've lost 13 out of their last 15 games. They did go through two seasons, 2021 and 2022, where they didn't. It might have even been earlier as JT Obando with the extra point. It's up, and it is dear. But Alliance lost 18 straight games at one point in their history, 18-plus straight games in their at one point in their history, and they're down 37-0 to the Shattered Cardinals with 10:46 to go in the second quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our second quarter sponsor, Farm Bureau and Agent Brian Lindegar. You're tuning in to Shattered Cardinal Football here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and Shadrath.com.
Home, car, boat, motorcycle, whatever you need to protect, you can save money and time by bundling your insurance coverage into a single package policy. Add life insurance and save even more. Start by talking to your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent, Brian Lineger in Shadron. Then, rest easy knowing you're getting the right coverage at the right price. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company, Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company.
The Shattered Cardinal train keeps rolling through, and this time they're rolling through Alliance. They lead 37-0 with 10:46 to go in this first half. Shattered received the ball to start the game, and it's been show since. J2 Abandon will lay the ball flat on the tee, comes up, fires it off the right foot, and diving on it with the catch is Nathan Thompson. So Alliance will have a first to 10 from their own 35-yard line. Yet Alliance has yet to record a first down tonight. Nearly had one when a pass went through the hands of wide receiver Devin Graham. So the ball is on the plus side of the Bulldog, 35-yard line, first and 10. So Jay Schoenheim, 14-year-old freshman, will line up at quarterback to his right is Brittany Trejo. Lines will go trips on the far side, each lined up evenly spaced apart, one wide receiver on the line screaming to near side. Schoenheim gets snapped. Throws a deep bomb downfield, and it's going to flutter to the ground. He's looking for Espen Lonick, but ball just fluttered in the air on a calm night. So it'll make it a second and 10. The Alliance does have a first down. If you count the yards, yes, they do. But it was a 26-yard carry by E.J. Garcia. The Lions will go trips on the far side. Grant lines up one of the numbers. They'll go evenly spaced on the far side. One wide receiver on your side. And Schoenheim claps his hands, gets the snap, hands it off to Trejo, who runs out to about the 40-yard line, got 4.5 yards. First guy up for the Cardinals is Jade Hoffman. Yeah, they're going to give Trejo 5 yards. It'll be a 3rd and 5 for the Bulldogs. Last time they were in their situation, they nearly got the first down. It was an incomplete pass. Good opportunity for Graham. Just went through his hands. A little behind him as well. So it'll be a 3rd and 5. Schoenheim has one behind him. One with him in the backfield. Trips far side, one near side. Shattern looks like they're coming. Yet Blaine Davidson's coming. Quick pass. It's tipped up in the air. And it falls in. Complete the intended wide receiver was during Muskoka. They saw what was coming. He was just shoving on off credit. You could see Lane Davidson coming from the left outside linebacker spot. Threw the pass quick and got tipped up the air and fell to the ground. So it'll be a 4th and 5 for Bulldogs, and they're going to punt again. Both snaps so far on punts have been suspect at best. One to go over ahead of Graham and ended up being a safety. Second one, he got off good punch. Shannon's going to send a guy on late. That one goes through his hands. He's able to pick it up and just kicks it. That ball is going to bounce. It is going to go about 7 yards. He had time to kick it. Feel bad for the kid. That'll be a first and 10 for the Shattern Cardinals at the Bulldog 47-yard line. I see Jace Hoffman out there right now on the offensive side of things. So senior offensive lineman out there, Matt Line, might be out there as well. I don't really got near side. Cole Carnahan, a sophomore, so they're already going deep into the bench. And Stephen Landon gets a snap, a handoff to Hoffman. Hoffman gets across the line of scrimmage, gets tackled down after a gain of 4. Might run out of space. Oh, that's Quinn. That looks like 24. Well, it's only 2 yard carry. It is 24. That was Hoffman on the carry. And comes in motion. Snap, it's a handoff. Ooh, getting ripped right down at the line of scrimmage. Is Bryson Wright.
Bryson Wright was carried. Tackled by Cole.
He didn't get anything. Cole Stolke with the tackle. Third and 8 for the Cardinals. Who do they put up at running back? It's going to be Carson Long behind Landon in the pistol. Landon gets the snap, looks left, throws a quick route, caught by Bryson Ryan. He gets tackled after a gain of 5. Lions crowd, as you can probably hear, unsportsmanlike Jay Harrion. Might as well be going out for one act play after that move. It was a 6-yard reception. It'll be 4th and 3 for the Cardinals. Lane Davidson's going to check in for Jace Hoffman. And Tobin Landon gets the play call. Just under 8 minutes to go in this second quarter. It'll be an empty set for Landon. 5 yards off the line of scrimmage. Here comes Davidson. This has always been a play that Bailey gets the handoff on field. Davidson jumps through a tackle. Davidson jumps over another guy, and he falls down at the 15-yard line. And a flag lay. I think there's going to be an unsportsmanlike on the Bulldogs coming up.
So,
the fourth at the 44-yard line ends up being a 29-yard carry for Davidson. I think we're going to attack on a half-a-distance penalty. Yeah, that was the signal. So it'll be first. Oh, I want to see where they mark it off. It'll be first and some. Yeah, it'll be first and goal Cardinals after the unsportsmanlike conduct penalty on Alliance. Saw that one kind of out of the corner of my eye as it happened. It'll be first and goal from the 7-yard line for the Shattern Cardinals. I'm Glenn Bailey, this possession. I'd be shocked if we see him the rest of the way it's looking. It'll be Landon in the shotgun, has Davidson beside him. Carson Long lined up where you usually see Caden Busker. Dan Davidson gets the carry, gets the tackle down behind the line of scrimmage. In on the tackle is Nathan Thompson. Davidson didn't lose two.
Davidson was carried, tackled by Nathan Thompson.
It'll be a second goal from the 8-yard line. 7:05 to go in the second quarter, 37-0. Cardinals lead the Bulldogs. It'll be a pistol look. Long behind left tackle. Davidson, the running back. Wide receivers near side. Here comes one in motion. It's a snap handoff to Davidson, and he gets struck down by a pack of Bulldogs. Got maybe a yard and a half. It'll be a third and goal from the 7-yard line for the Cardinals. Lions earlier this season, they struggled. We went two plus games without scoring any points. Then the way it's looking tonight, we'll see if they can get anything tonight. Carson Long, the lineup as the running back in the pistol. Or wide receiver far side. It's a snap to landing. Looks near side. Throws over the middle and goes through the hands. They had a man open. This goes through the hands of Lane Davidson. So the pass thing before you to make it a 14 goal from the 7-yard line. We'll see if JT Obando will kick this one. I don't think he's attempted a legit field goal this season. He'll line this one up. It'll be around a 20, and they're going to take the ball to the far hash. It'll be a 24-yard field goal. 23. Yeah, we'll call it 24-yard field goal. A time for JT Obando. Upcoming. Extend to go. This first quarter is good snap, good hold. Kick is up. It's high up in the air, and it is good. JT Obando, 24 yards out, makes it 40-0 Cardinals with 6-10 to go. And it's Farmer and Agent Brian Lediger, second quarter. Go ahead and take a break. Come back. This is the second quarter up next here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR and ShadRad.com.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
Forty nothing. Shattered Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs. We still got 6:10 to go in this second quarter. Look at the yardage disparity right now. It's pretty tremendous. It's a Shattered with 284 yards, Alliance with 37, and 26 of those yards came on a play where Alliance turned the ball over. So you subtract that for total real yardage, and it's about 11 yards for the Bulldogs. And Obando kicks it. It's a good kick. Alliance going to have to get on top of it. They do pick it up, getting upfield, getting 4 or 5 yards. His returner, that is number 5, Trejo. That'll be 1st and 10 Alliance from their own 29-yard line. Chase Thompson here with you. Brad Moore back in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank Studios at 2nd and Bordeaux Street in downtown Shattern on a gorgeous Friday night. Here in Alliance. Shattern Cardinals back here again after schedule reset. And a 2-year cycle gave Cardinals and the Bulldogs. The Bulldogs are actually classified as a Class B team, but they opted down so they weren't eligible for the playoffs. Anyways, Estrella gets the handoff on the 1st and 10, dives forward, gets across the 35 to the 36-yard line, which is an 8-yard carry.
Trying to trail with a hard carry up the middle.
It's actually
seven.
Either way, that's still the longest yardage play for the Bulldogs that stood even without a turnover. It'll be a 2nd and 3. As Trejo gets the handoff, gets crushed in the backfield. Lost a yard, actually. It'll make it a 3rd and 4. Short 4. Lions hustling out two wide receivers near side, one on the far side. Pistol look, Shemini. Flashes his hand, gets the handoff. Play action fake to the near side. Throws it at the last moment, and nearly pulling it in was Jory Matulka. Bounced off his hand. It'll be another 3-and-out for the Bulldogs. And they'll punt once again. If we have already seen the last of Quinn Bailey tonight, he put up 165 in the first quarter. Devin Graham will be the punter. 2 back deep for the Cardinals. Both of them wearing some semblance of pink on their jerseys. Ray Owsley is one of them. It's a great punt from Graham. Going to bounce and give the Bulldogs bounce down to the 31-yard line. It's going to be a 1st and 10 Cardinals from their own 31-yard line. Devin Graham, something good for the Bulldogs. And that's a punt of about 40 yards. It'll be a 1st and 10 Cards from their own 31-yard line. With the footballs around and Shattern Buttering back out Tobin Landon. That'll be an empty set for him. Two wide receivers near side. But on the far side, that is Cole Carnahan on the far side. Man runs across the line of scrimmage. Free Owsley. And it brings the man in motion. That's Lane Davidson. We see this play all the time. It's the handoff up the middle. Lane Davidson puts through a tackler. Lane Davidson, nothing but green grass in front of him. He needs 69 yards toward the house, and he gets ripped down at the 5-yard line.
Davidson finds the hole and takes the first 64-yard
carry for Lane Davidson, the long of the year. For Davidson, might even be the longest carry of the year for any Shattern Cardinal player to be a first and goal Cardinal from the 5-yard line. Davidson with his first career 100-yard rushing effort tonight. It's done just in the first half, and we still got 24-plus minutes of football left. We got 28 minutes to go in this game. The man will go in motion. Landon by himself. Empty set. Here comes another man in motion. It's a handoff upfield. Nearly fumbling it. Able to get off control of it was Jace Hoffman. He got back to the line of scrimmage. It'll be a second and goal from the 5-yard line. Might run out of space on a stat sheet tonight. But hey, if you want to tune into a top five matchup, tune in to KCSR tomorrow night as the Oregon Ducks host the Ohio State Buckeyes. Well, pregame at 5 o'clock. And snap to your Landon Hoffman runs upfield. Jace Hoffman toward the end zone. Touchdown, Cardinals. Jace Hoffman now gets on the board with his first career touchdown, a 5-yard carry. 46-0 guard.
Brings the score to 46-0.
It'll be JT Obando who comes up to kick. He's 2-for-2 so far tonight kicking. An extra point and a 24-yard field goal. Good snap, good hold. Obando fires up. He's gaining confidence with those kicks as he is now 3-for-3 kicking in, 2-for-2.
By Obando.
Extra point. 47-0. Shattering. Dominating Alliance in this first half. Shattern High School Football on Stereo 610 AM KCSR is sponsored by Eagle Chevrolet, Geters Napa Auto Parts, Shattern Lumber, Heritage Seed, Warford's Decorating Center, Nebraska Land Tire, Hauser's Grab and Go, First National Bank Omaha, Hilltop Lane, FNIC, Wiles, and Legacy Co-op. Thank you all for coming on board this season to sponsor our coverage of Shattern High School Sports, whether it be football, whether it be volleyball, whether it be softball. We're live and on the air for Shattern High School Sports all year long. Wrap up our volleyball schedule on Tuesday night when they host Rival Sydney. Sydney did bump up to Class B this year for volleyball, so not part of the Region 4 or Serpentine, as kickoff is true by Bondo is. Oh, getting cracked at the 35-yard line is the Lions Bulldog who returned it. That was Mason Thompson on the return. He got popped at the 35-yard line, so it'll be a first and 10 Bulldogs from the 35. They're going to keep their first team out there. Down 47-0. Hey, coming up on the Shattern Insurance halftime show, Shattern Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. We'll recap this first half and talk about what Shattern's done, a little bit of things that I've seen that could make them a little bit better in this first half, things I've liked, things I've disliked, and what the line's going to improve on, and other things going up on Shattern Insurance halftime show. As when I get to the snap, it's a handoff to Trejo, who gets to the far edge. Trejo across the 50, gets knocked out of bounds at the 47-yard line.
Trejo with two drops to the left. That's good for an Alliance first down.
17-yard carry for Trejo. It'll be first and 10 Bulldogs, their first down of the game. They'll go hurry up. Two wide receivers near side, two on the far side. Chaminade in the shotgun with Trey, who just went to his left. And we're going to see a timeout from Shattern. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar Hugh Design It. Top-notch embroidery, including hats, one-inch jackets, and personalized stuffed animals. Chase Thompson here with you in KCSR Flat Valley Bank Studios. Left Bulldog Stadium, a press box that relatively new in terms of the age of the stadium, but still about 15, 20 years old. On a clear night, it's already dropped down to the lower 50s, topped out at 67 degrees here in Alliance City, and already down the low 50s, could be down to the 40s by the end of the game. But, hey, tune in to Area 16 AM KCSR tomorrow night for NCAA football. The Huskers are off, but that doesn't mean we're taking the day off, as we have a top five battle between two Big Ten conference opponents. I cannot believe I'm saying this is a Big Ten conference opponent game, as the Oregon Ducks host the Ohio State Buckeyes, the Buckeyes' second team in the country. The Ducks, the number three team in the country after a wild weekend. Last week, we'll get started with pregame at 5 and kickoff at 5:45. Quick pass to Lonick on the near side from Chaminade. Gets knocked down at the Cardinal 45 yard line, so that's a gain of 4.
That's the Lonick held the reception.
To make it a second and 6. Tobin Meyer missed a couple games with a concussion, comes in for the tackle. So it'll be a second and 6 for the Bulldogs. So we got 3 minutes to go in this third quarter. Running clock upcoming for the second half. The Chaminade lead the shotgun. Two wide receivers, first side, one near side. Trejo to his left. Left his hands get snapped. Straight drop. Throws it to the far side and caught by Jory Matulka. Matulka. Full head of steam. Jory Matulka to the house. Touchdown, Bulldogs. The Matulka name going to the house once again. Jonah, Jack, Josh.
Touchdown.
All scoring touchdowns for their career in the for the Bulldogs. And Jory gets on the board tonight. The Lions will line up in a swinging gate formation. But Jet Herrion will be the one to get snapped. We'll see what they do out of this. Trejo comes in motion. Snaps from Herrion to Trejo, and Shattern ain't fooled one bit.
Two-point
conversion is no good. That was often with tackle. As Shattern leads 47-6 over the Lions Bulldogs. Hey, coming up on Sunday here on Stereo 10 a.m. KCSR beginning at noon, we got coverage of the Denver Broncos and Los Angeles Chargers. Pre-game begins at noon. Kickoff following at 2:15. That'll be here on 10 a.m. KCSR and Stereo 10 a.m. KCSR. 45-yard touchdown from Jay Chaminade to Jory Matulka. The Bulldogs get their first points of the game. And you can just feel like on sideline, the Bulldogs yelling, we're not going to get shut out. We're not going to get shut out by a powerhouse team in the state of Nebraska, Class C1, who's ranked top 10 in majority of the polls, everything but the Omaha World Herald and Nebraska High School Football Twitter account, their website. They don't have them ranked yet. See? To win next weekend's Gearing gets them ranked as a good kick downfield from Graham. It's caught at the 14-yard line coming to the near side. Now cutting back upfield, plenty of space, and a late pop. We're going to see who that is. That was Trey Owsley with the return.
Trey Owsley with the return.
It'll be first and 10 cards. From their own 39-yard line. As Landon's in the shotgun on the pistol. He gets snapped, quick look near side. Hits a guy on a hitch. It's Bryson Wright, and he gets down to the 50-yard line. So that's an 11-yard gain for Bryson Wright off the reception. That'll be first and 10 Cardinals. We got 2:25 to go in this first half. I believe we are done with Clinton Bailey tonight. He might play a few plays in the start of the third quarter. We'll see. That's not uncommon, just to keep the body flowing. You don't want to get him too rested. You do got Kieran coming up next week. That'll be pistol set. Landed. Quarterback still right now. His snap looks to the right side. Off fakes, throws it again. That was the third option. It's caught by Bryson Wright. He spins around, gets ripped down from behind by Jet Harry, and did get a gain of 2.5 yards.
Now,
for 66 yards, he's been held pretty quiet the past few weeks. Been more of the play calling. And behind him in the pistols, Carson Long, it's a snap from Lannon. Pump fakes, throws it again. Throws in. Jet Harry nearly picks him off. Pass was intended for Bryson Wright. Looked like he was looking for a double move on the near sideline. It'll be a third and long. Chase Hoffman checks out. Wayne Davidson will come up near side in the slot with Bryson Wright along with Will Carnahan and one wide receiver on the far side. That is Trey Owsley. Play action fake. Landon throws and gets hit. Oh, and it goes through the hands of Bryson Wright. So it'll be a fourth and six upcoming for the Cardinals. And it looks like Shadron's going to punt. So we're going to see Glenn Bailey step on the field as the punter. Bailey is not only an elite running back, but he's an elite punter as well. Buck 17 to go in this first half. Bailey, snap back to him. Fires off a high arcing kick. Fair catch being called and caught by Aspen Lonick at the 14-yard line.
Fair catch on the post by Aspen
Lonick. The way the markers are holding, there's a flag. I don't see where it's at. Oh, I see it now. It's far side, 30-yard line. Didn't see what happened there. Bane Chevrolet, assistant coach, out of the numbers. One explanation. They're going to call blocking the back on the line. It looks like.
Illegal blindside block.
Oh, illegal blindside block.
We'll
back it up half a distance from end of the kick. It's run inside of the red zone. So it'll be a first and 10 Bulldogs. They'll have about 90 yards to go in this first half. Then this first half, 93 yards if they want to score in this first half. We'll be two in the backfield, EJ Garcia along with Trini Trejo with Jay Chaminade on the quarterback, one wide receiver, far side, one near side. The handoff. Garcia, he bounces off one man, gets ripped down at the 15-yard line, just short of the first down. It's a 7-yard carry for EJ.
EJ Garcia with
carry. 6. Just by my judgment of where the down markers are, we are under 1 minute to go in this first half. The second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau agent Brian Lediger. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau agent Brian Lediger. We're in Diamond Luck in the backfield. So when I get snap, hands it off, Trejo runs right into a boatload of Cardinals. Got a yard and a half, 2 yards. Yeah, 2 yards I'll give him. 3, 8, 3rd and 2. I don't know if we have to run another play in this half. It's going to be close. Around 30 seconds to go. We'll even see if T.D. Stein, the head coach, yeah, he wants him to run a play. Right now where the ball's going to be snapped is right, has a light bulb right in my line of vision. So when I'm trying to get Chatterin offside, I think this might be the half. Down to 5 seconds to go. Yeah, Lions does not have to run a play. They do run a play. It's DJ Garcia. And that's purely a stat book thing. He got a yard. But that'll do it for the first half. 47-6. Chatterin Cardinals are in complete control over the Lions Bulldogs in this game. Quinn Bailey in the first quarter or so got 165 yards on 16 carries. Lane Davidson with a 114 on 7 carries in that first half. Shadron with 300 yards. Shadron with 366. Lions with a 118. terms of total yardage. 47-6, your score at halftime. The second quarter is sponsored by Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lindegar. When it comes to protecting your family, count on Farm Bureau and agent Brian Lindegar. We'll come back to the start of the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. You're tuning in to Sirius XM KCSR and shatterad.com.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in Northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron High student-athletes.
Call Littrell Construction of Chadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Chadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Chadron, Nebraska.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Chadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance, and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Chadron, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Chadron or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Chadron Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Chadron Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Chadron or online at chadronfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them. Braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling. It's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first. Just like you do for your family.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Chadron.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
The Chadron Insurance Halftime Show. Chadron Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Visit ChadronInsurance.com.
Oh, welcome back to Bulldog Stadium here, 47-6 here at the halftime break. Chase Thompson hanging out here high above Bulldog Stadium in the KCSR Flat Valley Bank broadcast booth. Halftime show sponsored by Shatter Insurance. Insurance to fit your needs. Oh, boy. Yeah, we knew it was coming tonight, but it hasn't been pretty. Shatter leads 47-6, and they started off the game on a 47-0 run. Started off with Quinn Bailey going from 5 yards out. They did get the two-point conversion converted. It's 8-0. Cardinals Swim Bailey then added a 15-yard carry with 2-point conversion, no good either. But in between then, well, it was good at that point. Well, the first one was good, the second one wasn't. But in between, the two touchdowns for Quinn Bailey, a bad snap on a punt caused the Lions punter Devin Graham to kick it out of the back of the end zone. Smart move, given that earlier in the season he did dive on the end, tried to fight for it, and ended up being a touchdown the other way. Then Bailey, later on in that first quarter, added a 3-yard touchdown pass. 2-point conversion was no good, 22-0 CHS. And to wrap up Quinn Bailey's contribution for the day, a 37-yard touchdown run, 2-point conversion was good, and made it 30-0 the Shattering Cardinals. At the beginning of the second quarter, Kane Busker went 2 yards out. Then they did start kicking with JT Obando, or Bando, the kicker for Shattering Cardinals. He made the extra point. Bando then added a 24-yard field goal to make it 40-0. Chase Hoffman, with his first career varsity touchdown, 6 yards out. PAT was good, 47-0 Cardinals. And Alliance finally got on the scoreboard. Jay Shevenine threw it to Jordan Mifolka, 2 last names. And if you know anything about Alliance High School sports, you have known that last name for quite some time. They connected on a 45-yard touchdown pass. 2-point conversion was no good, and that gives us our score of 47-6 here at the halftime break. Shattern starting to play a lot more of their guys, seeing a total of 6 different ball carriers tonight. Tobin Landon working more on his passing game. We'll see how much longer Tobin Landon plays. We'll see how much longer we even see the starting offensive linemen play tonight for the Shattern Cardinals. They got Gearing coming up next week. And then one of the biggest games, the Panhandle of Nebraska, is seeing quite some time below Scott's Bluff. That could be coming up final week of the season. It could be 2-8-0 teams fighting for a top-3 seed in Class D1. That's still 14 days away. And Shattern has the Panhandle famous Alliance High School marching band has been on the field for the halftime show. Pretty good show by them. We'll go ahead and take a break for tuning in to Shattern Cardinal Football here on Stereo 610 AM KCSR and Shattern.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shattern Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shattern Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shattern Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Shattern, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're going to need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank. And if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game, or the music concert, or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 35 and 20 in Shattern, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen. And now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Shattern, unless you like being stranded.
Hi, it's off Bulldog Stadium here in Alliance at, in the Shattern community. Shattern Insurance halftime show, and Shattern Insurance to fit your needs. Let's go ahead and take a look at scores across the state of Nebraska. We're going to jump into class C1. Take a look at some things. Sydney is leading Chase County 21-0 at the halftime break. Sydney, Alliance's next opponent. Next week, they'll go down to Sydney for that one. Really, there wasn't many games. Looking through the schedule this week in terms of cross state in Nebraska, there wasn't a game I specifically wanted to look at. Oh, here's a big score. Keep an eye. Here's a big score for the Shattern Cardinals. Gothenburg defeated Holdridge 55-7. McCook just snuck by Ogallala. That would have been big for the Cardinals if Ogallala won that game, with Alliance coming up as the last game of the season for Ogallala. You look at how the PowerPoints are settled, and it goes by divisions. I don't remember the exact point total for each division, but Ogallala, three wins moves you up to Division 3, which is an added 4 points from the bottom rung of Division 4. So any extra points helps the Shattern Cardinals, any for other teams doing it. It goes across the board, including Class C2, which we'll go ahead and take a look at it. And there is a big-time upset in Class C2. The Mitchell Tigers have upset the Kearney Catholic Stars. Kearney Catholic dedicated their new field earlier this week, and the Mitchell Tigers go down there and take care of business. 41-38. That is a big one for the Shattern Cardinals, for Mitchell to get an extra win in the win column. And I'm going to try to see if I can find the Valentine score. Hershey is leading Gordon Rushville 40-30. Where is Valentine? There it is. Valentine leading Amherst 37-8. Man, we were looking at the schedule a couple weeks ago and thought maybe it was a week that Shattern was going to be hurt by a weak schedule, but this has been a really good week for the Shattern Cardinals. Yes, they're defeating Alliance right now pretty big, but right now in a game like this where Alliance is going to end up being a Division 4 win for the Shattern Cardinals, you need a little bit of help other places, and Valentine and Mitchell taking care of business is a really good thing for the Shattern Cardinals. Broken Bow, we'll go see how Broken Bow is doing tonight as well. Then we'll also check out Gearing here in a moment. Minden is leading Broken Bow 21-14 late in the game. And Shattern's next opponent, Gearing, is taking care of business 39-14. They are in Gearing late in the fourth quarter. We'll go ahead and take another break, come back, and talk about this game more. You're tuning in to the Shattern Insurance Halftime Show on Stereo 6AM, KCSR, and Shadrad.com.
People bank with people. At Platte Valley Bank, not only do we provide a wide array of financial services, we also provide leadership and volunteer time to support many community activities. We give our time, talent, and resources to help local organizations that have an impact on our friends and neighbors. Building long-term relationships with our customers and a strong commitment to our community is the way we do business.
Platte Valley Bank, member FDIC.
Shattern Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Shattern and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Shattern Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Shattern Avenue in Shattern, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301. Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Shattern Shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. It doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4488. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Shadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Shadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements.
Welcome back to Bulldog Stadium. We're live here on the Shatter Insurance Halftime Show. Shatter Insurance, insurance to fit your needs. I'm Chase Thompson here in the KCSR Flat Valley Bank broadcast booth. We've still got about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go in the halftime break. Talk about the keys of the game. And I think the biggest key for tonight is that no one gets hurt. Both sides get through this game healthy, and so far so good for both sides. I don't want to see Tim Devlin, the longtime athletic trainer for the Lions High School Bulldogs, to go out there at whatsoever, and we nearly had that happen earlier this game. But both teams are looking healthy. The backups are out there for the Shadron Cardinals, and I expect to see the same for the Alliance Bulldogs. We still got one more break, so stay tuned for this message from our halftime sponsor, Shadron Insurance. You're tuning in to Shadron High School Football here on 6 a.m. KCSR and Shadron.com.
With some of the area's most experienced local independent agents, the team at Shadron Insurance offers some of the best pickup and auto, home building options, and team driver rates in the area. And if you've been wondering about insurance on your boat, motorcycle, RV, or four-wheeler, wonder no more, because Shadron Insurance has you covered. With all that to offer, whether you live in town or out on the ranch, I want you to do yourself a favor and give Shadron Insurance a call today at 308-432-8414.
Welcome back to Bulldog Stadium as we get set to go for the start of the second half. Chase Thompson here with you. This third quarter is sponsored by Christ and Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Score right now is 47-6, so 41-point difference means that we will have a running clock in this second half. And I'm going to read it word for word, verbatim from the Nebraska School Activities Association rule book. 35-point running clock rule, and this is for all classes. A running clock will be used for varsity regular season contests, playoff games, and state championship games for 6, 8, and 11-man football whenever a 35-point score differential is reached after the first half of play. The clock will run continuously except for the following times. During called timeouts, it'll restart on the snap. During the break between the third and fourth quarter, it'll restart on the snap. Following a score, restart on the kickoff, first touching, or ensuing snap, kick out of bounds, or touchback. During a penalty enforcement, there will be a restart on ready for play. Then an injury if the coach comes on the field will restart on the ready for play. Anytime the officials deem it necessary for safety reasons, and a restart on ready for play. Note, this is a National Federation High School Sports Rule 3.13. A period or periods may be shortened in any emergency by agreement of the opposing coaches and referee. By mutual agreement of the opposing coaches and referee, any remaining period may be shortened at any time or the game terminated. Kickoff from Shadron goes out of bounds. It'll be first and 10 Bulldogs at their own 35-yard line to wrap up word for word verbatim from the Nebraska School Activities Association rule book. Normal clock operating and timing procedures will resume if the point differential is reduced to fewer than 35 points. And since we're on varsity, I'm not going to worry about the last four words of the rule book. That is the 35-point running clock rule. So it'll be Alliance football from their own 35-yard line as we start the Preston Schaefer Law third quarter. It'll be Jace Chaminade still out there. They're going to go to trips near side, one on the far side. That's Devin Graham, and Chaminade gets snapped, rolls near side. It's a sign run. He gets tackled behind the line of scrimmage for a loss of about 2 yards. So it'll be a second and 11. He's only going to lose a yard. So it'll be a second 11 for the Bulldogs. Graham will be joined on the far side by Edmund Monick. Near sideline. Let's see that number. They do got TV numbers. That's Bulldogs do. That is number 8. That's Carson Swenson. It's a handoff to Treo. Treo supposed to cross the line of scrimmage. He gets ripped down from the neck at the 40-yard line. So it'll be a 6-yard carry for Trejo. So it'll be a 3rd and 5 for the Bulldogs. Shattering going right to left on your radio dial to begin this third quarter. We got white helmets with cardinal crest on the sides. Red stripes across the top that end about halfway. White tops with black numbers, black shoulder pads, white numbers on the shoulder pads, and black pants. It'll be 7-9. Third down, quick throw, and good catch by Espen Lonick, who gets rolled out of bounds at the 47-yard line. So it'll be a 7-yard reception for Lonick. That'll be a first 8-yard reception, actually, for Lonick. So it'll be a 1st and 10 Bulldogs. Lions, white helmets with the blue way on the side, blue stripes across the top. If you get reward things, and blitz coming. Lane Davidson gets shipped, and Shelbenheim runs near side. Good play by the freshman. Davidson coming in hot. Nearly took him out. Pass goes incomplete near side, and it'll be a 2nd and 10. That was a great play by the freshman not to get leveled by Lane Davidson, who came in untouched. So it'll be 2nd and 10 for the Bulldogs. The Lions, white helmets with the blue way on the side, stripes across the top. If you want to think of Duke Blue Devils, if you want to think of what Duke looks like, look at Alliance right now as blue tops with white numbers, TV numbers. Saturn's coming again. White stripes along the pants, and Duke Shemini looking toward the near sideline. The clock is ticking. We burned just over 2 minutes in this third quarter. Shemini clutch his hands, gets snapped to the handoff to Trejo, and he's going to get swallowed up after a loss of 4. That'll make it a 3rd and 14 for the Bulldogs. Lions does not huddle. They're going to go trips on the far side. One wide receiver near side. That near side wide receiver is Clemson, one of the younger ones on this team as well. 7-9 can snap. Here comes pressure. Guy coming off the edge of the screen pass, caught by Trejo, flips through the tackle, and gets finished off on near sideline by Buzzy, Caden Busker. Did lose a couple more yards, so it'll be a 4th and long for the Bulldogs, and they're going to go ahead and punt. Studio 308, the niche at Studio 308, specialized in signs, banners, vehicle graphics, and more. Call 308-430-1723. So Devin Graham will line up the punt for the Lions Bulldogs. He's going to send two guys back. The first one standing at the 30-yard line, the far one standing at the 25, is Graham. He's having some issues with snaps. Get another good snap, and the punt is gorgeous as well. That's going to falter near sideline. Took a dead-hot bounce and gets touchdown at the Saturn Cardinals 39-yard line. 8 minutes to go here in this third quarter. We'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our third quarter sponsor, Kretz and Schaefer Law. You're tuning in to Saturn Cardinal football here on 6 a.m. KCSR and ShadRad.com.
Amy Petra, Matt Watson, Drew Pope, and all the staff at Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office wish the best of luck to area high school students in all their endeavors. Since 1887, Kreitz and Schaefer Law Office has served clients throughout the area with integrity and values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. Regardless of your legal needs, call Amy Petra, Matt Watson, and Drew Pope for honest and efficient representation. Kreitz and Schaefer Law Offices, 308-432-3339, located in beautiful downtown Chadron.
It's like he's going through the house, and he does a 61-yard touchdown on the first play from scrimmage, and the Cardinals stretch out the lead. We got the handoff from Tobin Landon. I was kind of expecting to see Quinn start the second half. It's not uncommon to see guys do that. Quinn Bailey gets the carry. Now it's 2:26 after the 61-yard house call on the first play from scrimmage for the Shannon Cardinals in this second half. That was quick. Running clock, and Quinn Bailey goes house hunting, and he got it. So it'll be JT Obando to kick the extra point. He's 2 for 2 so far. I hope I didn't do what I think I hope I don't do it. I didn't. Thank goodness. The announcer's jinx does not exist. Obando's now 3 for 3 for extra points, and the Cardinals stretched out to a 54-6 lead with 7:29 to go. We just got out of the break, but guess what? We've already burned our third quarter break, so we'll keep it here. High above Bulldog Stadium and Alliance. Saturn in Alliance, 75th meeting all time. Alliance the lead series by a good 15 or so games. And Saturn is looking to extend their winning streak in the series to 6. And that dates back to 2019. Alliance's last one was a 17-6 win in 2018. Since then, Saturn's kind of been a different program than Alliance. Clock is stopped right now due to the touchdown. JT Obando will line it up. Good kick downfield. It skips to a stop along the far sideline and will go out of bounds, actually. So it'll be kickoff out of bounds, first and 10 Bulldogs from 35-yard line. Shattern Chiropractic, you're willing out one spine. Take care of it with supportive chiropractic care at Shattern Chiropractic in downtown. Shattern. Thriving Financial, expert financial advice that starts with you. Contact local financial associate Ben Rust in Shattern at 308-430-0760. Fire and Ice Mechanical. Fire and Ice Mechanical, your Green Pro partner in Shattern. Making your home or business feel like the perfect season all season. Call the guys that know about a Ream unit today at 308-432-6722. The Lions stay with their ones out there. The one rides to your far side, two near side, and coming on and gets snap. It's a quick pass near side. Lonick with the reception. Cuts upfield. Slips through a tackle from Braden Wright. Gets down to the 37-yard line. That'll be a two-yard reception for Espen Lonick. That'll be a second and 8 for the Bulldogs. Scooter's Coffee. Try their world-class espresso melt with creamy caramel and hot textured milk intertwined with all the pumpkin spices, cinnamon, nutmeg, ginger, and more. Creating perfect Bentley and a cup of Concord, of course, with cream, cinnamon, and a drizzle of caramel. It'll be a second 8 for the Bulldogs as Jay Schoenheim brings DJ Garcia with them in the shotgun. EJ gets the handoff, gets pulled up after a loss of 2. So it'll be 3rd and 10 upcoming for the Bulldogs. Trying to see what Shattern's doing for defense right now. This offense out there. I don't see Quinn Bailey right now. And Quinn Bailey up to 226. We'll see. I wouldn't disagree with head coach Michael Sandstrom if he has Bailey do one more possession just to keep his legs moving. But I also wouldn't disagree if he decided to have him call him and I think it's coming away. As here comes pressure, Shonan gets snap. It's a deep route thrown. Espen Lonick fights for it. It gets knocked away. That was a great defensive play there by Tobin Meyer. You remember, during the Gothenburg game, would have been high-pointed an interception, which Gothenburg was rolling on offense, and that Tobin Meyer interception was a high point on the back left corner of the end zone, so the south end zone on the left side would have been high-pointed the interception. Could have saved a lot of momentum in that game. Shattern ended up winning that game pretty easily over Gothenburg, but that interception was definitely the play of the game. I ended up giving him a service barbershop player of the game after that. As it'll be 4th and 10, Lions will punt. Clock is rolling as Devin Graham gets snapped, fires off the punt. This one, similar to the last one, it will bounce to a stop at the 44-yard line of the Shattern Cardinals. Clock still rolling, 5:20 to go in this third quarter. 54-6. See what Shattern does on offense. I really don't know what's about to happen. Who they're going to bring out? See Jaden Busker. See Lane Davidson. Seeing Lane Davidson out there right now tells me that Quinn Bailey got his one carry of the half. And of course, I'm going to see what's see Quinn. It's press box here, Lawrence. I'm really happy it's here. It's one heck of a view up here. Depth perception is pretty easy compared to a lot of other places. And it's going to go too far. Wide receivers, far side, one near side. Lane Davidson comes in motion, gets the carry. Gets back to the line of scrimmage where he gets ripped down at the shoelace. Got a yard. So it'll be 2nd and 9 for the guards. Still looking for Quinn. Oh, see Quinn. Oh, yeah, I do. He doesn't even have his helmet on. He's still right there with Michael Sandstrom and one of the other assistant coaches. Shadron will break the huddle. Lane Davidson with seven lane and a shotgun. One wide receiver near side, one on the far side, two behind the right tackle and guard. It's a handoff to Davidson. It's ripped down from behind. That was a great play by one of the Bulldogs, number six for Alliance. He ripped him down right away. That was Cason Robertson, a freshman on this roster. Him and his lead tackler with 67 tackles on the season coming into tonight. Gained about another yard. It'll be third and long. So I'm interested to see what Samstrom does right now. So it'll be Jace Hoffman who checks in. Saw two on the jersey. I'm shocked that Clint Bailey has the helmet in the hand right now. So this will drop a season average if he is done for the night. I think this is what Shannon really wanted to happen. Two wide receivers, one on the near side, one on the far side. Man comes in motion. That's Hoffman. This typically is a run. It is a run. Hoffman jumps across the line of scrimmage. Gets tackled down after gain of two. That's Nathan Thompson. It'll be a fourth and six, and Shannon will go ahead and punt. This is where you're going to see Clint Bailey come back on the field. Clint Bailey is second punt of the night. A really talented punter in his own right as well. Coming into the night, he was averaging north of 50 yards per punt. Those teamers out in northwest Nebraska, Daniel, are good, whether it be Shannon State or Shannon High. Bailey with snap, it's a very high arcing punt. This is not one of his better ones. Takes a good bounce. Goes out of play at the 24-yard line of the Alliance Bulldogs. So they'll get the ball first and 10 with 2:30 to go in this third quarter. American Legion, the post-World American Legion, including the Legion Auxiliary and the Sons of the American Legion, are proud supporters of the Shattern Cardinals. Joe Peters Roofing, if you're thinking about any kind of roof repair, there really is any other name that comes to mind other than Joe Peters Roofing. And T's Lawn and Boutique, Tegan Weston right now, Dunbar, has played plenty of times against the Alliance Bulldogs. T's Lawn and Boutique, book your next hair appointment with T's Lawn online or call 308-430-3686 and stop in to check out the latest in fashion. And a special thanks to all of our sponsors for coming on board for this season. Been a fun fall so far. Seen a lot of wins as well. As Lions runs the first down play, it's a handoff up the middle, and you've got the carry. Keisha O'Neill still out there at quarterback. And it's Trejo. Got the carry. Got four.
Picked up 4 yards.
So it'll be a second and six for the Bulldogs. Got 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. The on-time marching band still in attendance wearing their uniforms and have all their instruments with them. When I was in high school, we called her a 9.5 as someone got the snap through it near side to Espen Lonick on the screen pass. He got 5. So we're going to have one more play in this third quarter unless the timeout is taken. It'll be a third and one for the Bulldogs. It'll be 3 in the backfield. Someone claps his hands, and he gets 5 because of that clap. I didn't see anyone on the Bulldog side of the ball move. This is the first penalty. Well, Lions had a half distance penalty earlier.
Guys on defense,
will get the Bulldogs first down. Still be first and 10 Bulldogs. Still got 45 seconds to go in this third quarter. Somebody can get snap, hands it off to E.J. Garcia. Garcia across the 40-yard line, gets down to the 42, maybe the 43, 42 and a half. Go ahead and give him the 43, which will be a 5-yard carry. And that might do it for the third quarter. Lions do have the opportunity to snap the ball with 25 seconds to go in the third quarter. See if they do it. The way they're acting right now, they're going to go ahead and snap it. Two wide receivers, far side, one near side. Coming on, gets snapped. It's a handoff to Trejo, who runs the far side, runs out of room, and gets swallowed up by Talon Zelnick. Loss of 2. Clock down to 5 seconds. That'll be it for the third quarter. 54-6. The Shattern Cardinals lead the Alliance Bulldogs after 3 quarters. This third quarter was sponsored by Kreitz & Schaefer Law. Kreitz & Schaefer Law. Experienced legal professionals with values rooted in the Nebraska Panhandle. We'll go ahead and take a break. Come back for the start of the fourth quarter. Tuning in to Shattern High School football here on 6 a.m. KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Looking for the perfect spot to unwind? Hilltop Lanes in Chadron has it all. Top-notch bowling, delicious food, and a great atmosphere. Whether you're in the mood for a juicy cheeseburger with a cold drink or ready to dive into some fun, Hilltop Lanes has you covered. From bowling and pool to skill games, there's something for everyone. Don't forget to hit up the jukebox and get your favorite tunes playing. Hilltop Lanes, where you can spare some time for strikes and smiles. Find them at 950 West 10th Street in Chadron. And hey, if your game's not perfect, remember, split happens.
FNBO is the great big small bank, and for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO, independent and family owned for six generations, and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
This fourth quarter is sponsored by Best Western West Hills Dental. Lance goes quick out of the gate, and it's quick past the far side. It's caught by Aston Monick. He didn't get anything. So it'll be a fourth and six upcoming. And punting it will be Devin Graham, and I'll say it's been pretty awesome to see him play tonight. Lining two back up deep for Cardinals. Line up at the 30-yard line, Graham. Been having issues getting the snap. It's a low snap. It's going to bounce. He's able to corral it and fire off a good punt. It's a spiraling punt. I'll take it in the Lions Bulldog bounce. And it'll be touchdown at the 27-yard line. With us being around the clock, we'll go ahead and take a break for a message from our fourth quarter sponsor, Best Western West Hills. And you're tuning in to Chadron Cardinal Football here on 610 AM KCSR and ChadRad.com.
Best Western West Hills Inn on 10th in Chadron is your oasis away from home, offering comfortable rooms with high-speed internet, a continental breakfast, a pool and hot tub, and of course, room for your furry little friends. Traveling to the game or on your next road trip, let Best Western West Hills Inn be your home away from home. Book your stay online at bestwestern.com or call 308-432-3305. While you're at it, check out their Best Western Rewards program. Best Western West Hills Inn, proud supporters of our area athletes.
And of course, we come out of break, and Shannon will call a timeout. Timeouts are sponsored by Dunbar's U Design, a top-notch embroidery, including hats, letterman's, jackets, personalized stuffed animals, and more. Chase Thompson here with you in the KCSR Flat Valley Bank broadcast booth. Brad Moore hanging out in the KCSR Flat Valley Bank studios in downtown Shadron on a pretty nice Friday night. It's finally cooled off. Fall is on the way. Might already be here. Shout out to the Shadron Cardinal fans who made the trip down here to Alliance tonight. This is the closest road trip in this two-year scheduling cycle, and it's always good to see plenty of red on the far sideline along it being the track with Shadron Cardinal students. Here the Shadron Cardinal volleyball team will be down here tomorrow for Western Conference Turn the Pod with Alliance and Gary. They'll get started at 10 o'clock, Cardinals will be at Alliance High School for their pod with third place in championship games happening at Alliance High School as well. As Shannon out of the timeout, hands it off to Lane Davidson. He gets ripped down. He kept the feet chugging along. Got five. It'll make it second and five.
Lane Davidson was a tough carry.
Lynn Bailey, if he's done for the night, finished with a season low in carries and season low in rush yards, 226, and that's a season low. And next week, the show, the Shadron Cardinal show, will go to Gearing. That should be a fun one. I'm looking forward to being there in Gearing. The tail end of a two-game more road trip before we get Sydney to wrap up the regular season line. So go to Sydney next week and have a goal to come to town to wrap up the regular season. It's a handoff from Philip Landon. And then you get the carry. We'll get that name for you here in a moment. He did get a first down after the carry of five. That was Jace Hoffman with carry. So it'll be first and 10 cards. Clock ticking, 9 minutes to go in this fourth quarter. Here coming up shortly, we'll give our Service Barbershop player of the game, Donnie Dotson at Service Barber, is a proud supporter of our area athletes. Stuff to give tonight, I think I know who it is going to be, is Jason
Jace Hoffman gets the carry off the pitch. He lost two.
Hoffman with another carry. Pass so far,
and coming up here on the Pit 7, no excuses, just results open 7 days a week. Post-game show will recap this one. Talk about some scores across the area. Preview a couple of games coming up this weekend here on Shadrad Sports. It'll be here on Stereo Sam KCSR or even our sister station, 107.7 KVBY FM. Got plenty of sports coming up. Got football every day the next 3 days. So stay tuned to Shadrad Sports for all the coverage of the best games across the country. Got a good one tomorrow night here on KCSR. As landing gets the snap, no, we're going to go with a backup quarterback, and it was a bad snap. That is Keith Bach, the backup quarterback for the Shadrad Cardinals. There's a loss of 11 by Bach. That might do it for Tobin Landon tonight, who goes for 71 yards, 7 to 10, 71 yards. So average of 7 yards per completion. No turnovers for him, no turnovers for the Cardinals, who are now plus 3 turnover margin, given that they did recover a fumble earlier. Down the largest, second largest play from scrimmage for the Lions Bulldogs. Block runs the play action fake, rolls near side, throws it, and is caught. Fighting through, continuing fighting until he gets the grass stain on the back of the jersey, is the intended wide receiver. That is Carson Long. They'll move him up.
Carson Long is complete.
No, they didn't give him anything. That was actually a loss. It'll be a fourth and long, and the Cardinals now are going to go with their punter. It's going to be Jace Hoffman actually who punts this. Standing back deep for the Lions Bulldogs. This is Espen Lonick. Quinn Bailey now does not have his helmet anymore. Hoffman gets the snap, and it's a good punt. That's going to take a favorable bounce as Lonick catches it off the bounce. Gets ripped down by Tobin Meyer along one of the big fellows, Bryson Bickle, a senior, on the tackle. Three Bulldog football with 6:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Go ahead and take a break. Come back the rest of the fourth quarter up next here on KCSR and Shadrad.com.
The air is crisp, the excitement is abundant, and FNIC is here to ensure you're fully covered. Whether you're rooting for your favorite Western Nebraska team from the sidelines or conquering the challenges on the field, FNIC is cheering for you. Embrace the season with confidence, knowing that FNIC backs you with trust, integrity, and communication. Visit FNICgroup.com today for more information about worry-free coverage for home, auto, health, business, and agribusiness. And most of all, best wishes to all our local athletes and teams this sports season.
First play of the timeout, Jay Shemanine gets with the keeper, comes near side for 3 yards. That'll make it a 2nd and 7 for the Bulldogs. They're going to stay with their ones out there. Devin Graham lined up near side, three trips far side. And Nathan Thompson lined up in the slot. This is the handoff to Treo, who has plenty of space, gets the first down after the carry of 7. It'll be 1st and 10 Bulldog. Clock ticking, 5:30 to go in this fourth quarter. There's Thompson here with you. Hey, coming up next Friday night at 6:30, we'll be live from Gearing High School. Well, Gearing Middle School for Shadow versus Gearing. Gearing's had a solid season so far. We'll see how things go as Jay Shemanine throws a quick slant to the far side. That was caught. After a gain of 4, goes down. Kristen Swenson. They're going to give him 5. That's 4. I'll be generous and give him 5. It'll be 2nd and 5. It's near side, one far side. Snap goes to Shemanine, looks to the near side, throws a bomb downfield. Espen Lonick's open. He pulls it in. He gets tackled down at the 8-yard line. Saving the touchdown is Taven Jenkins. So, we'll see. That was a 36-yard reception. It'll be 1st and goal for the Bulldogs. That's the 7-yard line. It'll be a half diamond in the backfield with Treo. There's a false start there. They're not going to call it. Treo gets The handoff goes up the field, gets tackled down at the 3 yard line. So it'll be a 4 yard carry for Trejo. Trejo, I beg your pardon.
Trejo.
It'll be a second and goal from the 3 yard line for the Lions Bulldogs, trying to get back on the scoreboard, down by 48 points. Trejo gets the handoff, gets up the field. He might have been in right there. I'm looking for the signal. No, he's short. Still 3 yard carry, make it third in a few inches for the goal. I'll take a look. And we'll go ahead and give a shout out to one of our sponsors, because you can call this measurement, because you can really measure the difference between the ball and the goal line after this carry. If the Trejo touched, no, he gets popped at the goal line. I don't think they're going to give it to him. He didn't get anything. But we can bring out the sticks to measure how close this one is to the end zone. The Arrow Building, well, it's an Arrow Building Center first down measurement. Arrow Building Center, when you need the right tools to measure your project, think Arrow Building Center. You can probably bring out the sticks. You can probably bring out the 3-inch ruler for this one. It's close to the goal line. Snap, shove it on handoff to Trejo. No, that's not Trejo, but it's a touchdown for the Bulldogs. That is Jason Robertson. He gets in the end zone from 1 yard out, and it's a touchdown, Bulldogs. Gets the lead down to 42. Lions will attempt the extra point. Devin Graham, the kicker. Bad snap. He runs up still, fires it off, and it's short. So the extra point is no good.
The point after attempt is no good.
The score is 54-12 with 2:48 to go. So I think it's time to award our Service Barbershop Player of the Game, Donnie Dotson. At Service Barber is a long-time supporter of our area athletes. Stuff to give on this one. You can talk about Quinn Bailey. You can talk about Lane Davidson all you want. You can talk about Tobin Landon as well. I'm going to go ahead and give this one to Lane Davidson tonight. Coming off as a backup running back, he's averaging 12.1 yards per carry. Bailey ended up with 13, which is even better than what he had last year. 27 school record here. But he also ends up with about 7 less carries than he did last year in this game versus the Bulldogs. Lane Davidson, 12.1 yards per carry, 121 yards on 10 carries at a game high of 64, which was high between him or Bailey. Bailey had a 61-yard rush to begin the second half. So Lane Davidson is my Service Barbershop Player of the Game. Devin Graham will line up to kick it off. From the near hash mark at the 40-yard line, kick goes downfield, skips up the 30-yard line, picked up by Bryson Wright. He runs the far side. He's got some blockers in front. Bryson Wright gets ripped down from behind. He gets tackled down at the 42-yard line. 41-yard line. So the Shadow Cardinals out of the ball at their own 41-yard line. We got 2.5 minutes to go in this one. 54-12, I meant, is your score. Shadow Cardinals leading the Lions Bulldogs. We'll have to run maybe about 3 plays before this game's over. Shadow now 7-0. We'll head to Gearing next week. The Lions now 1-6. They'll go to Sydney next week. Snap door. Jason Bakke hands it off. Hoffman gets upfield, gets the first down, and he gets knocked down at the Lions Bulldog 46. That's a 15-yard carry for Hoffman. We got a 1:40 to go after the 15-yard carry, 14-yard carry for Hoffman. Bach will line up in the pistol with Hoffman behind him. Two wide receivers near side. They're going to go heavy set beyond the right tackle. Good snap, handoff from Bach to Hoffman. Gets tackled at the 45-yard line, so it's gain of 2. So we have 2 plays remaining in this game. Second and eight upcoming, but we have two plays left. Actually, no, we probably only have one play left. We have 1 minute to go in this game. Man checks in Trey Owsley with the play call. I'm going to be watching the back judge. He turns around and looks at the clock. Yeah, we got one play left in this game. Don't see the five count yet. Don't even see the 10 count yet. Box will get the snap with 40 seconds to go. I think that was designed because he hands it off to Hoffman, who keeps the feet chugging along. He's going to get about 8, 9, 10 yards on the play.
Hoffman was tough rush, picks up first down.
10-yard carry for Jace Hoffman gives the Shattuck Cardinals a first down. The clock is running. 20 seconds to go. I think that'll do it. They do not have to run another play tonight. 54-12, the Shattuck Cardinals. Yep, they're going to walk toward the far sideline. 54-12, the final score of the Shattuck Cardinals. The show continues rolling along. And next week, it'll roll into gearing. 7-0, the Shattuck Cardinals are. And that's official. 54-12 is your final score. Shattuck Cardinals take down the Alliance Bulldogs. Our Donnie Dawson, service bar shop player of the game, is Lane Davidson, and the postgame show is sponsored by Pit 7. We'll go ahead and take a break and come back for that. You're tuning in to Shattuck Cardinals football here on 6 a.m. KCSR and ShadRad.com.
Whether it's before the game or after, there's only one place to tailgate or celebrate the win, and that's at Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron. Cheer on the Cardinals, the Eagles, or the Huskers while downing some delicious eats, a great appetizer, or an ice-cold drink. It's the perfect atmosphere to catch any game any time of the year. Wild Barn Grill in downtown Chadron, a place for great food and great fun, and the best sports fans in northwest Nebraska. Wild Barn Grill, proud supporters of all the Chadron Heights student-athletes.
As we head into the harvest season, we at Legacy Co-op would like to remind you that we have more locations to serve you in the northern panhandle of Nebraska and southern South Dakota. We have locations in Shadron, Hay Springs, Clinton, Gordon, West Alliance and New Alliance in Nebraska, and Batesland and Sweat in South Dakota. We are ready to take your harvested crops as quickly as possible to get you back into the field. At Legacy Co-op, we want to thank you for your patronage. Legacy Co-op, growing the future.
Honesty, integrity, and respect is what you will receive when you visit Wahlstrom Ford in Shattuck, Nebraska. As a family-owned and operated business for over 62 years, we understand the importance of our relationship with our customers, and we want to say thank you. We offer a full line of new and used vehicle inventory, as well as a full service and parts department to meet your vehicle needs. Check us out on East Highway 20 in Shattuck or online at wahlstromcars.com, where you can see a full listing of our current inventory or schedule your next service appointment.
Under the lights on a fall Friday night or in the pew at church on Sunday morning, we are where you are. We are the Shattuck Federal Credit Union. We pride ourselves on being members of the communities we serve. From right here in Dawes County to Sheridan and Sioux counties, we offer financial tools that cater to any lifestyle or members of any age. Shattuck Federal Credit Union. Find us at 126 East 3rd in Shattuck or online at shattuckfcu.org. Discover a place that greets you like home and where members mean more than money.
The promise to your baby that there's nothing in this world you wouldn't do for them, braiding your daughter's hair or taking care of a sick parent. For 175 years, New York Life Insurance Company has lived by this belief. Love is more than a feeling, it's an action. Putting your love into action starts with a simple phone call to me, Noelle Vulcan, your local New York Life agent. I can be reached at 605-716-0800 or at newyorklife.com. I will make sure your needs always come first, just like you do for your family.
Do you feel it? Those cool nights and earlier sunsets. It's dark in the morning when you get up. Fall is in the air, but there's still time to get ready for that long, cold winter that's just around the corner. And Arrow Building Center is ready to help. Arrow has lots of lumber and 2x4s, plywoods, and everything in between. There's insulation and all the other supplies you might need to help keep old man winter outside. So while it's still summer, take advantage of those waning summer days to get ready for the inevitable that's called winter. Arrow Building Center, West Highway 20, Shadron.
Call Littrell Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littrell Construction Shadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron, Nebraska.
This is the Fit 7 postgame show. Fit 7, no excuses, just results. Open 7 days a week.
Well, welcome back. Hi, I'm Bob Bulldog Stadium, and we're about to wrap this one up. Chase Thompson here with you in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank Studios. This postgame show is sponsored by Fifth Seven, No Excuse, for Just Results, open 7 days a week. Wow, what a butt whipping that the Chattanooga Cardinals did to the Alliance Bulldogs tonight. It was 54-12 is the final score. The Alliance Bulldogs really couldn't do anything about the Quinn Bailey show and the Chattanooga Cardinals show. Quinn Bailey ended up with 226 yards. His night ended on a 61-yard carry at the beginning of the second half. I ended up with 226 on the night, 13.3 yards per carry tonight. And that was actually higher than when he set the school record last year for the Chattanooga Cardinals tonight. Didn't come anywhere near that school record, but he did pretty well taking out the line. So with the game tonight, he ended up with four touchdowns all in the first quarter. Now five touchdowns, four in the first quarter, one in the beginning of the third quarter. That was all him in the first quarter with four touchdowns. Chattanooga led 30-0 after the first. Caden Busker had a touchdown. Jason Hoffman also had a touchdown in the second quarter. JT Obando did pretty well with kicking. He had a 24-yard field goal. The score was 47-6 at the end of the half. Ended up being 54-6 at the end of the third quarter after Quinn Bailey, 61-yard touchdown. And Jason Robertson ended up with a 1-yard touchdown rush. PAT was no good, and the final score is 54-12. Shannon Cardinals moved to 7-0 on season. Lions Bulldogs dropped 2-1. And six as we've crossed the top of the 9 o'clock hour here on Stereo, 6 a.m. KCSR, Shadron, Nebraska, and Shadrad.com. Next week for the Cardinals, they trip to Gearing. The Lions Bulldogs will go to Sydney. Next week, we'll go ahead and take a break, come back with more postgame. You're tuning in to Shadron High School Football here on 6 a.m. KCSR and Shadrad.com.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit 7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit 7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit 7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
I've seen better days. Years of game day cheering has taken their toll. Leaning back, I've supported countless touchdowns, field goals, and heartbreaks, but now I'm feeling the strain. Don't let your game day comfort be a casualty. Head to Home Haven Furniture and Appliance for a new recliner that can handle the excitement of football season. You deserve to relax and enjoy the game in style. Home Haven Furniture and Appliance, where your game day greatness begins.
Big Bats Conoco, located at 1250 West Highway 20 in Chattanooga, is your one-stop shop for those halftime snacks you're gonna need. Not only can you stop and fuel your vehicle, but they have everything inside you'll need to fuel your stomach. Their store is filled with any snack you could desire, right down to pizza. Big Bats also offers a car wash, an ATM, and stations to plug in that new electronic car you just bought. Big Bats is your go-to place 24 hours a day for fuel, snacks, beer, car washes, and electric vehicle charging stations.
Everybody talks about hometown banking, but what does that mean? I'm sure there's an impressive corporate answer to that question, but for small town folks, hometown banking is working with a financial partner that knows you and knows your goals, cares about your family, and that you see at various community functions. The folks at Security First Banks along Highway 20 are the definition of a hometown bank, and if you're looking for what they've got, visit any of the Security First Bank locations in Shadron, Crawford, and Hay Springs. Security First Bank, banking with you in mind.
Welcome back to Bulldog Stadiums. We're going to go ahead and wrap this one up. Brad couldn't buy in the last two commercials for tonight, but we're going to wrap this one up here from the high top Bulldog Stadium. A 54-12 win for the Alliance Bulldogs over the Chattanooga Cardinals. The Chattanooga Cardinals won 54-12 over the Alliance Bulldogs. Cardinals 7-0 on the season. They'll go to Gearing next week. And the Lions will go to Sydney next week. Lions will play Sydney to wrap up the regular season. Stan ended up with 388 yards on the ground with a total of 459. Lane Davis ended up with 121 yards. Chase Hoffman ended up with 38 yards, and Lions Bulldogs 88 yards on the ground and 92 through the air. Gives them a 179 tonight. The Chattanooga Cardinals controlled the game from the get-go and completely dominated. A couple of big scores for tonight that are really going to help out the Chattanooga Cardinals. Mitchell defeated Kearney Catholic, and Valentine beat Amherst tonight. It's been a fun night being down here in Alliance. I cannot wait to talk to you all on Tuesday night for Shannon Cardinals versus Sydney for volleyball. And then next Friday here on 6:10 a.m. KCSR for Shattering Cardinals and the Gearing Bulldogs live from Gearing. Pre-game beginning at 6:30, kick following at 7. For Brad Moore in the KCSR Platte Valley Bank Studios, I'm Chase Thompson. Hi, it's up from Bulldog Stadium saying good night. So long, good night. We'll talk to you next week here on KCSR. You're tuning in Shattering Cardinal football here on KCSR.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Let's face it, buying a new vehicle can be super fun and exciting, but also really stressful. That's why Eagle Chevrolet has the qualified sales personnel to help you find exactly what you're looking for. The team at Eagle understands that this vehicle isn't just for transportation. It's the vehicle you trust to get you to the game or the music concert or that dance recital. Head down to the corner of Highway 385 and 20 in Chadron, where the people at Eagle Chevrolet understand your values. 308-432-5583.
So, we tried to warn you, but you didn't listen, and now you're stuck on the side of the road in the middle of nowhere. Your vehicle won't start, the kids are already complaining that they're bored and hungry, and you have no cell service. At least you have a coyote, or coyotes, to keep you company. That all could have been avoided with a trip to Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts. Remember, a little bit of preventative maintenance goes a long ways. Stop by Skeeter's Napa Auto Parts, 504 West 3rd Street, in Chadron, unless you like being stranded.
Chadron Lumber Company is a full-service lumber company with a small-town feel, serving the building needs for Chadron and the Nebraska Panhandle communities, whether it's a new home project or a renovation project you've been putting off for way too long. Family-owned and operated since 2009, Chadron Lumber Company is available to assist homeowners and contractors with finding the right materials for each and every project. Stop in and see Steve and his staff at 115 Chadron Avenue in Chadron, Nebraska, or call for your free estimate at 1-308-432-3301.
Ready to ignite your fitness journey? Fit7 is where your transformation begins. No more waiting. Whenever you're ready to unleash your potential, Fit7 is ready for you. Dive into heart-pounding personal training sessions with their elite coaches or fire up your passion in their adrenaline-pumping group fitness classes. They have everything to push you beyond your limits. Don't wait another second. Your epic transformation starts now at Fit7. No excuses, just results. Make sure to find them on Facebook.
Heritage Seed, located at 324 Main Street in Crawford, is your only destination for all your farm and ranch needs. At Heritage Seed, your trust is their top priority. They offer everything in the seed category, from custom cleaning to grass, crop, and garden seeds. They have a large selection of horse feed and supplies. Plus, they don't forget about your smaller best friends either, with a great selection for them too. If you can't stop in, give Jason and the crew a call at 308-665-1672. When you realize you've slacked off on the indoor home projects, Morford's Decorating Center in Chadron has a selection of flooring and paint to help you with all those projects. They have the names you trust when it comes to carpet, hardwood, laminate, and tile. They also stock a wide variety of Benjamin Moore paints and colors that bring life to any room. Stop in and browse around at 1250 West 6th Street in Chadron or call 308-888-4483. Morford's is your one-stop shopping for home improvements. Nebraska Land Tire and Service is a brand that you can trust. They've been around since 1971. The Chadron shop has everything you need, whether it be tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, or brake repairs. They're also available for those tragic breakdowns you might have on the ranch or farm. Doesn't matter if your address is Harrison or Gordon, they have a truck ready to roll. They offer roadside assistance for all sizes of tires, from your 1980 Buick to semis and tractors. Nebraska Land Tire, 308-432-4484. Hauser's Grab and Go, located in Crawford on Highway 20, is a convenient stop for both locals and travelers alike. Their quick service and fresh offerings make it an ideal place to grab a quick bite on the go. Jason's staff is always nice, friendly, and they'll make your pit stop for gas a pleasant experience. Hauser's Grab and Go not only has a large selection of snacks and drinks, they also offer top shelf liquor to choose from and a great beer selection. Hauser's Grab and Go has something for everyone.
FNBO is the great big small bank. And for more than 165 years, we've been with you where you are. A bank that's ready for all your needs, both big and small. Here to help you earn more, save more, so you can do more every step of the way. It's what you can expect from the great big small bank, FNBO. Independent and family owned for 6 generations and ever so focused on you. Stop on by or visit us at fnbo.com, member FDIC.
Call Littoral Construction of Shadron for trenching, boring, dozer, backhoe, and more. Littoral Construction Shadron. This is AM 610 KCSR Shadron, Nebraska.
The proceeding has been a presentation of Shadrack Communication Sports. Any rebroadcast or retransmission of the broadcast or use of this broadcast without written permission of Shadrack Communications is prohibited. For archived audio of this broadcast, please visit shadrack.com.
With 50 years of great country classics, it's a Country Classic Weekend on AM 610 KCSR.
Just told her goodbye. Please believe me for this time, it's really over. And darling, you know I wouldn't lie. Didn't I come and tell you about her? How temptation lured she and I. But now I know it was only fascination. And darling, you know I wouldn't lie. I had to let her. After all, she's got feelings too. But it took a little longer than I thought it would. But this time, she knows we're really through. She wanted to hold me forever. Lipstick shows her final try, and these tears on my shoulders are proof that she failed. And darling, you know I wouldn't lie. Thank you.
Car problems? Listen to the Motor Medics and Under the Hood, 9 to 11 a.m. Saturday mornings on AM 610 KCSR. KCSR
weather. For the rest of the night, clear skies, low of 45, sunny and 75 to 80 tomorrow. Mostly clear tomorrow night, a cool night, low 35 to 40. For Sunday, sunny and cooler, a high of 65. Sunday night, clear skies, low 35 to 40. And Monday, Columbus Day, sunny and warmer, a high of 75 degrees. Current conditions update every 5 minutes at shadrad.com. That's your Friday evening weather from AM 610, KCSR.
I am Country Classic Weekend.
AM 610 KCSR.
Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night. In daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. So keep your heart for me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. Too many nights, too many stars, too many moons to change your mind. If I'm gone too long, don't forget where you belong. When the stars come out, remember you're mine. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. So keep your heart for me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love. So please keep your heart while we're apart. Don't stand in the moonlight while I'm gone. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. Don't let the moon break your heart. Love blooms at night, in daylight it dies. Don't let the stars get in your eyes. So keep your heart for me, for someday I'll return. And you know you're the only one I'll ever love.
Been my idea of getting there.
Topics you care about from people you know. Catch Sound Off 8:15 to 8:45 weekday mornings here on Stereo AM 610 KCSR. KCSR weather. For the rest of the night, clear skies, low of 45, sunny and 75 to 80 tomorrow. Mostly clear tomorrow night, a cool night, low 35 to 40. For Sunday, sunny and cooler, a high of 65. Sunday night, clear skies, low 35 to 40. And Monday, Columbus Day, sunny and warmer, a high of 75 degrees. Current conditions update every 5 minutes at shadrad.com. That's your Friday evening weather from AM 610, KCSR.
Lonely teardrops, my pillow.